The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Barry Rothbard, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, dude?
Oh, nothing. I'm feeling good.
California weed. Gotcha, right? A little bit. That Queens weed is just not the same.
No. There is no weed in Queens. Queens is... You got to go
really
to the Bronx.
Dry?
I used to go up to Fordham to get weed.
Queens doesn't have
anything? Where are you from?
Well, I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Boston for most of my young adult life. When I lived in New York, I lived in New Rochelle, which is,
which is outside of Queens. But that's like close to where weed is.
Yeah, but I didn't smoke weed back then. Very, very rarely. I didn't really smoke weed till I was 30 living here.
Right.
So
I discovered weed and I was just like, man, movies are great. Who knew?
Ice cream is delicious.
Who knew that movies were amazing?
Yeah, everything is better. Sex, yeah. Everything.
I was like, oh my God, there's like Ben Folds is great. You know, you're just like, as soon as you take your first hit of weed, you're just like, oh my God, Ben Folds?
And those are the things that people don't like about people that smoke weed when they talk about it. Like, yeah, oh my God, this movie's amazing. Yeah. Oh, look at the sunset. Shut up. It is, yeah.
The sunset's incredible.
It's a weird thing. That's a weird thing with the people that don't like the effects of pot, because the effects of pot is just like you become calmer and like super appreciative of everything. Like, you know, they'll call it like stoner talk, but what it really is like recognizing the wonder in things that you ordinarily take for granted.
You know, I think a lot of that has to do with time dilation, because things feel longer, so I think you're able to appreciate things in the moment a little bit more.
Yeah, but definitely possible.
It's like a minute feels like 2 minutes.
Yeah. I think there's a bunch of things going on, right?
No, that's it. That's the only thing.
But why does life seem shorter, though? Like, it seems like every year goes faster. Is that because we're so stoned and it's like it doesn't add up?
No, I think that's just a facet of recognizing how brief it really is. As you get older and you hit 40, you go, oh, Jesus, if everything goes great, I'm at the halfway point. Like, if I don't get cancer, hit by a bus, die in a car accident, like all these different variables that you start to consider, and then you realize, like, how when you work all day too, you think about how quick a goddamn day goes by.
And you're saying that things slow down when you get older?
No, I'm saying you're saying it slows down when you smoke weed and you appreciate everything, but yet life seems like it's going faster at the same time.
I've gotten older, I've actually been way more appreciative of things. I don't know what, like in my 20s, I was just like, who cares?
Yeah. No, I'm way more appreciative, too. But I agree with you that time does seem like it's going faster.
It's February this week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's February. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It was just January.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, it was just July. It was hot. It's like a year is not nearly as long as we used to think it was. And I think part of that also is when you're a kid, you're in fucking school. And those 9 months of classes seem like forever. It's an eternity because you're forced to do something you don't want to do.
I think
once you get older and, you know, you kind of recognize what that really was, you realize how short a year actually is.
But if you ask a 21-year-old right now, it's like, is a year long? And they're like, dude, it's totally long. Like, I wonder if they feel...
That's a good impression of a 21-year-old.
Well, it's a percentage of their life,
great,
too.
Super long.
You know? Dude, it's so long.
That's true. That's
true. If you're 20 years old and, you know,
you see things in a different perspective when you're older.
Yeah.
You know, you could look back on 2 years and it's just like, oh, my God. Like, that 2 years was nothing.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you're just like, that's like a third of my life, two years.
We're time travelers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you're a little kid, like, every year is a huge deal, you know? That's why you say, like, I'm 4 and a half. You know, no one says I'm 24 and a half.
That's true.
Imagine if you were dating a girl and you go, how old are you? And she's like, 24 and a half. You're like, I gotta go. You're six. You're like, you have some genetic abnormality that makes you look like you're 24.
Fourth. 24 and a fourth.
Yeah, that's a weird thing about kids today, right? With this this thing that they're saying that hormones in the meat are causing them to reach puberty quicker than ever before, and that girls that are like 12 and 13 years old, they look like women.
And they're getting fur. Have you noticed girls are getting furrier lately? I think it's from the meat.
Is this your own subject?
So wait, hold on.
Your own test?
Well, have you noticed that?
No.
So there's hormones in meat that are making kids grow up quicker?
Well,
I didn't hear that.
There's a bunch of factors that they believe are making kids grow quicker and reach puberty quicker and also become larger. They think it's a high protein diet that Americans take. Like we have incredibly abundant resources when it comes to food.
The crazy meat
protein, all hormone filled, and on top of that, antibiotics. They're thinking antibiotics are having a weird effect on people because you're absorbing a certain amount of it from the food that you eat.
Right.
There's a lot of variables.
Well, why are, when you look back at humans from like 100 years ago, why are they so much smaller?
They didn't have much food.
Is that it?
Yeah, it was hard to get food.
I don't even
then.
Mean fat smaller, like just smaller, were, smaller.
That's a function Bone-wise. Of having, it's not having enough food.
Right.
You know, when you look at what people can do today, where you just go into a supermarket and you get cold meat, like that wasn't that easy.
Right,
back then.
Right.
There was no freezers.
I just saw a documentary about the Russian hockey team, and they were saying how they came to America for the first time in the 70s. Like the one that we beat in the 80s.
Mm.
And they were like, you can get vegetables in the winter? What does this mean?
Yeah, right.
How do you get fruit and vegetables when people can't grow them here?
Yeah, our shipping, the ability to get oranges from Florida to New Mexico, it's fucking incredible. Like, that's never existed in time. So 100 years ago, they had to eat what was near them.
Yeah.
And they had the ice house where I'm at tonight in Pasadena was an ice house. It was a place they would take giant blocks of ice from the Great North.
Right.
They would put them on boats. They would put them in these cargos that were insulated. They had these thick walls and steel and all this different stuff to try to encapsulate the cold.
Right.
And then they would bring them to Pasadena, and you would go and buy ice, and you would put it in your ice box. So if you had milk or something like that and you didn't want it to go bad, you want it to last like 2 days. No preservatives. There's no preservatives.
Right.
They didn't have any.
You had to just store everything.
Everything, but not only that, everything went quick. You had to keep shopping. You had to go to the grocery store like every other day.
And when are we talking? When is this?
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the people that you're looking at, these little tiny, like Civil War people, men were like 125 pounds. That was like the average size for a man.
Yeah.
It's
well,
crazy.
Athletes, look at, I mean, you know, everybody's always comparing, like, what if current athletes played athletes from the 60s?
Oh,
it would destroy them.
It would be such a slaughter
people
fest.
People are bigger, faster. Not with, even without steroids.
There would
you know,
be a few
like,
people that would
it's always, yeah,
survive.
It's always crazy when people are just like, well, what if Wilt Chamberlain went against LeBron James? And it's like, not even a contest.
But if Wilt Chamberlain was still a giant man. The other thing is if Wilt Chamberlain lived
they
today.
They didn't have the speed. They didn't have the game is so
right.
quicker and different in every sport.
But don't you think that they, like Wilt Chamberlain was a super athlete. He was a big, tall, strong dude. So if he just got involved in the same sort of strength and conditioning programs that today's modern athletes get involved with, understood nutrition, recovery, all the different shit that like Kobe Bryant does. Like Kobe Bryant was one of the first guys to go to Germany and get that blood spinning procedure. And
I know.
He was on top of the cryogenic thing too before anybody. He goes to those 250 degree below zero booths for like 3 minutes.
Which, why is that legal if steroids aren't?
Well, you know? It's not as good. That's why. It's pretty good, but it's not as good as steroids. Steroids turn you into a super person.
Right.
But what these guys can do today with all that is partially why they're so good.
Yeah.
And also that people imitate their atmosphere. If you're around a bunch of Michael Jordans.
That's what it is.
It elevates the game.
It's that's
like
what it is.
Not that the physical capabilities of the elite athletes are that much different.
I think you have to be better.
Yeah.
You look at the people who came before you, and you're not going to be like, well, I'll settle for half of what they did.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, I got to be better than that.
Could you imagine if, like, Babe Ruth came back and tried to compete, like, against Jose Canseco when Jose Canseco was in his juice and prime?
First
or
of all,
Mark
I, feel like,
McGuire.
I feel like Babe Ruth would be brought up on rape charges immediately.
Just,
there would just be, like, he would be the Bill Cosby of baseball. Like, that was probably just like, oh, yeah, of course. She said no. You're on the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, I think rape was probably like super duper duper common, you know, 1,000 years ago. Like almost everybody raped. I guarantee you can go back to a point of like really primitive man where it was unbelievably common. And I think that's like one of the things that people are freaking out about today. Like when, you know, this whole argument about rape culture and discussion about rape jokes and all this.
I was thinking like in a court, like how funny of a defense that would be. Just like, go back 100 years ago, man.
It's
it was
totally normal. So I have a slave. Dude, do you not know how this country was founded? You know, that's like the Second Amendment argument, you know? Yeah. This country's founded the right to bear arms. It's also founded by people that own slaves.
Right.
Like, those people you worship were slave owners.
Yeah. And it was founded by people who couldn't fit in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, people who just were like, I don't, you know, I'm the weirdo here.
And people that were so fucking fed up that they got in a boat with no vegetables and they went across the ocean.
No vegetables, no energy bars, nothing.
A lot of them got sick as fuck. People died on that trip. I mean, that's a long trip with shitty food.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they eat back then? Like beef jerky and stuff? Like, what could they preserve?
Fish. They probably just ate fish.
If they caught fish.
Did they catch fish? Is that proven?
They would have to try to catch fish. Why would you not? You're in the ocean. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I would assume grain. Probably a lot of grain.
Well, they're also always traveling, too. Like, when you're fishing, like, presumably the law, even if you're trolling, which means, like, pulling behind, I would imagine the boat would be going faster than that if it's got oars, I mean, and sails, rather, those big, crazy fucking sails. I bet they're going faster than you would want to troll for. So you're not going to slow down on the off chance that you catch a fish.
What's trolling?
Trolling is like when they take a line and they pull it behind a boat with a hook and a flashy lure, and the fish see it and they think it's a fish trying to swim away, and they chase after it and they eat it. They almost, like instinctive. They can't help themselves. But
that's
really
great.
Yeah, it's a boring way of fishing.
I just went deep sea fishing in Redondo Beach this weekend.
We just dropped the line down?
Yeah. Oh, and I had a really bad experience. I caught a pelican, a live pelican, because I didn't drop it quick enough, and the pelicans will go for it. I caught, like, I think a 50-pound pelican. Like, this pelican was gigantic. And they had to, like, some captain dude came out. He's like, I got this. And he pulled the pelican out by his beak out of the water. And had to, like, cut the hook off. So he's just, like, living with a hook in him now.
Oh, my God.
I had the same thing happen once with a seal. A seal stole a seal or a sea lion, one of those fucking things. I was fishing with these guys, these camera dudes from News Radio. Were like, they were big-time fishermen. They'd go out every weekend. They're like, yeah, you
the show, News Radio?
It'd be so fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, one day I was like, come on, let's go. So we all went out fishing. I fucking didn't catch any fish, but I caught a fucking seal.
Did you take it?
No, we had to cut the line. It was so awful. Oh. Like, it's a mammal. Yeah. It's got a hook in its mouth.
It's got a personality.
It's a testament to the intelligence of dolphins, because you never hear about someone accidentally catching a dolphin.
That's what they used to eat back in the day, though. They would just get one big dolphin and feed, like, 20 people. You know, and they might have ate dolphins or bigger fish instead of trying to catch these
smaller
fish.
Well, people definitely kill dolphins, but they would have you seen The Cove?
That's
I mean, they kill and eat dolphins, for sure. They always have been. But they don't catch them with hooks. I mean, you'd have to jig them, which means, like, you'd have to throw the hook over their body and pull on it, like, catch their body. They're not going to willingly bite a fake fish. They're too smart.
No, but dolphins are so nice, they probably came up with, like, hey, can we help you guys? And they're just like...
Yeah, there's definitely been some of that.
Hey, what's up, guys? You need help?
They probably ate cuter things back in the day. Like, you know, that things that usually you'd be like, oh, look, a seal or, like, a little baby sea lion. Yeah. You know, that back then, that was like, no, that's like turkey dinner for, like, 3 weeks for our village or something.
Yeah. I think we think things are too cute now.
Yeah.
We got to get over how cute things are.
Was that the first bird that you almost killed? Have you killed a bird before?
I've never killed a bird. Even killing a fish is weird. Yeah. You know, I'm not from the country where I grew up killing anything. Killing things are weird. I don't know.
So no hunting?
I feel weird killing bugs sometimes.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
I just feel weird. It's like weird to take a life, but
it's,
you know, you got to, you know,
it's
I got to eat,
weirder,
right?
But it's even weirder that we have somebody else do it, like a supermarket
hitman.
I'm
cool with that.
That's the weirdest part about it, though, isn't it?
It is, it's cool.
Well, it is cool. Well, it's cool to be able to get, like, to just be able to go to the store and they have lamb. You know, like
right.
The fucking amount of effort you would have to go through to get a sheep and kill it and butcher it and
raise
chop
it
to pieces
and then kill it.
Fuck,
you got to be friends with it for a while.
So these people who are doing it are doing us a huge service, but. There's also a weirdness with people if you don't, like, you don't think of yourself as being a killer.
Right. Even
while you're wearing, like, leather shoes, you got a belt on that's made out of
wearing
alligators.
Nike that's made by, like, Filipino kids with bloody fingers.
No fingernails.
Yeah, of course. We can't think about this stuff.
Dehydrated.
That's, like, the contract we make when we're, like, we want to live in a society where we have convenience, right?
Yeah, I was listening to this Radiolab podcast about cities, and they were talking about, like, the hectic, crazy pace of cities.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying that the pace is directly, mathematically related to how many people live in the city.
The pace?
The pace. The pace of the way you talk, the amount of syllables per second, the amount of steps per minute that you take when you're walking. directly related to the population of the city. It was amazing. They like broke it down as a mathematical equation with these like physicists. They thought this through, and they've done all these tests where they called people, they called post offices, they called, and they set up like waypoints, like here's like the start, here's the beginning, and they measured everybody who walks through that waypoint, like an unknown waypoint. They had no idea they were being studied. They put a piece of string down on the ground. They tied it to one post and another post. So they had an arbitrary beginning start time and end time. And these people would walk through it, and they would count in every city what is the average number. So this guy walked, you know, 20 feet per second or whatever. This guy walked 15. And they would figure out how many steps. And they would throw it all into a computer, and they found out that it's directly proportional to how many people live in the area.
Who's the fastest walkers? Do you remember?
Well, I didn't pay attention. I was just fascinated. They were just ringing. They were just reading out a bunch of numbers.
I should be skinny, though. You know, because wouldn't LA be one of the most per capita people that live in the city, the most people in the per city, right? What do you imagine?
I'd say LA.
Well, there's a lot
skinny.
Of people in LA, but. LA is also spread out, but you shouldn't be skinny because of what you fucking eat and drink. Like, that's so dumb that you think that way. I walk so much. But if you walk a mile a day, you'll probably sprain your ankle.
I just don't think I'm a fast walker. But
you're not a fast walker.
You have to walk a lot, I think, to actually, like, lose weight from it.
Yeah.
I would assume. Sometimes I got into biking at some point, and I was like, here we go. Here comes the exercise. Do you know how little exercise biking is? You have to ride like 25 miles a day to get like a really good workout on bike.
Yeah, that's a lot of risk. 25 miles is 25 miles of possibility.
A lot of risk.
25 miles like of possibility where cars can hit you.
Lions.
Cars.
You know, like cars.
No, fuck a lion, man. I'm talking about real things.
Cars, yeah.
Well, mountain lions are a problem with people who dirt bike ride.
Really?
Yeah, they say it's like rolling a ball of yarn past a cat. You know, a cat can't resist themselves.
Oh, shit.
When they see a mountain back go by, it's like they think it's trying to run from them.
I hear they're fine with people though, like hikers and stuff. Is that true?
No,
there's
not.
Like mountain lions in Griffith.
Yeah,
and like I go hiking there. Am I at risk?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, most likely the mountain lion's gonna stay clear of you because they've learned over the years that when you fuck with people you usually get killed.
Yeah,
so they develop these instincts to stay shy of people. But if the wrong mountain lion with a sprained ankle finds you and you're there when it's hungry and it says, fuck it, I'm not starving to death, and it just takes you down, that can happen too.
There,
it doesn't happen that often.
The jury's kind of out on how you deal with a mountain lion attack, right? It's not the same as a bear. You don't play dead, right?
No. You fight back.
You fight back. You punch it in the face.
You fight back.
Or is that a shark?
Back. Well, you do whatever you can. If you can punch it,
do whatever
it.
You can.
You want to make it so that it's worried about being injured
big?
By yes.
Okay,
you get big.
Yell.
Yeah, you're supposed to like jump your arms up in the air, but you're all oddly enough, you're not supposed to make eye contact with it.
Mm. Sounds like my sex life. That's a terrible joke. Sorry, guys.
Take off your shirt. Take off your shirt. Make it into a ball and throw it.
I pretend to be really big. I throw my shirt.
I would do cat things, I think. It's
still
a cat.
Work. Do that with a cat that's going.
Yeah, that's terrifying, man.
They're not
going
to let you roll a ball past them. They don't
cats
give a fuck about that
large
ball.
Cats are so terrifying to me.
Mountain lions are awful. If you get bitten by one, they're awful.
Have you gotten bitten by one?
No. A guy
I could
got
see that you
Cupertino.
Fought a mountain lion at some
you
point.
You could see that?
I could see.
A guy in Cupertino, his kid, a 6-year-old kid, got attacked right in front of him. They were walking on a trail.
Whoa.
That's where Apple is. Mountain lion jumps out, bites a kid.
There's mountain lions like in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I saw a fox on the street in Hollywood.
What?
A fox just walking around.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
Los Feliz.
You sure it wasn't a cougar?
I don't know.
Are you talking about a real fox?
Yeah, a real fox.
Yeah, they have real foxes.
In L.A.?
Yeah, they're very,
what do you mean,
rare.
Like a fake fox?
No,
he was trying to say, like, foxy lady.
No. Oh, yeah,
you
saw a real foxy lady.
I thought you were saying that.
This dame was a fox.
Yeah, I saw this real fox in Los Feliz.
No, I didn't think that foxes were in L.A.
Isn't that funny?
No, like a fox walking around. And my friend's cat just got eaten by coyotes.
That happens all the time. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see there was an article showing frozen people and animals and people that have died from being frozen? Like, there was a lot of homeless people just like sitting there on a park bench frozen. But one thing was interesting was Jamie, they have if you see fox frozen in water, it's a fox that was trying to cross this water and it just froze like mid thing.
I've seen it. There's an elk that was frozen standing up
standing
and the coyotes
up.
ate it while it was standing up.
Yeah.
So it's like just skeletons standing up in a field. field stuck in the snow and ice.
It's so creepy. The homeless people. And there was one guy with like his eyes wide open looking.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. This bottom one right there.
Why is its eye so messed up?
Because it's frozen.
It's super cold.
This one right here is a little bit better, I think. This one. But
I'm actually, you know what? I'm cool with animals that die naturally in the wild.
They all die naturally.
I mean, that's
everything
like,
is, you know, it'd be unnatural if they stayed alive.
Unless this has to do with global warming, I'm fine with it. Can we prove that this has nothing to do with global warming?
What are your thoughts on global warming?
Love it.
You're happy?
Huge fan. My thoughts on it. I mean, it's hard to deny that something fucked up is happening right now, right?
Yeah, pretty hard to deny.
Yeah, I definitely believe that we've fucked things up.
I don't know if we have. I think we certainly have done a lot of damage as far as like pollution and particulates. Yeah. But I listen to people that say that they know that we have done it, and I believe them and I trust them.
You mean scientists?
Yeah. Oh. But I don't know. You know, I have no idea. I'm an idiot.
But
you know,
don't we believe scientists on that?
Well, I certainly do. I mean, I what I'm saying is I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm listening to them, and they're making a lot of sense, and I would always go towards the scientists. But I have no idea, like, whether or not people are actually causing global warming or whether or not global warming is going to be the sky is falling moment that 2000 wasn't or that 2012 wasn't. I don't know.
I just feel like it's so scary that we are just like, I don't want to deal with that right now.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's like one of these things in order to actually deal with it, we'd have to be way more scared right now. Because every time a report comes out, scientists are just like, yeah, it's going to be all over in like 20 years. You know,
but didn't they say that about AIDS too?
That AIDS would be over.
Remember, we'd all be dead by 97 or something like that.
Did they say that?
Fuck yeah! There were some doom and gloom motherfuckers back when Magic Johnson came out with AIDS. That's when everybody fucking panicked because it was like a zombie movie where the president goes on TV and tells you he's a zombie. I'm sorry, I'm going to become a zombie in a couple of days. Like what? Like Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson was the king.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's a fucking huge super athlete.
Right.
He's one of the best basketball players of all time.
It would be like if LeBron came out with global warming.
Yeah.
Like he just was like, I have global warming.
Oh my God, LeBron's got global warming.
Is there any positive thing about AIDS though? Like besides weight loss and stuff like that, is there anything positive to look at it? Because like I know so many people that have AIDS now and they
don't have AIDS.
Great.
They have HIV. Yeah.
Positive? You probably
definitely
get to
not.
Do a lot of interviews. I don't know.
Well, I've seen this. There was some scientific study they did where they injected a sick person with HIV. Like the HIV to combat some other disease, like it was an inert form of HIV that could infect them.
Did
you hear about that?
Didn't we cure it?
Well, this is what they're trying to do now. They're trying to, this is like some radical new form of therapy for certain diseases. Like in cancer even. They're injecting like diseases into the disease so that the disease fights the cancer.
Cancer, or it might be the other way around. I think cancer can defeat AIDS.
Really?
It's like
rock, paper, scissors.
I'm serious. It's like Freddy versus Jason.
It's
like,
rock, paper, scissors of diseases. You would never think that paper would beat a rock,
right.
But it does.
I think that's true. I'm not even kidding. I think that there's something like if you inject a certain type of cancer into an AIDS cell, it just goes like, it just fucking kills the AIDS.
Well, there's no AIDS cell, right? There's T cells that are bad, and it's your immune system that's shot. So with AIDS, it would be really hard. I think
it's a virus.
It.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but they
but there's
did,
like an actual like you could see what AIDS looks like. There's like a photo of AIDS. If you want to bring something up on Google, photo of AIDS.
There's a photo of the virus, right?
Yeah.
Can they find that isolated in your body? I know that they did the HIV thing with a tumor because they could find the tumor and then just shoot something into it.
So you could possibly put HIV and herpes and have HIV instead of herpes, and some people actually probably rather have that.
Who would want that?
I don't know. Herpes is.
Well, are those drugs
herpes
you have
nuts.
To take, those protease inhibitors, those are those really bad for your body?
For AIDS?
Yeah, the HIV pills.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't
really
know
bad.
If they're as bad anymore. I hear AIDS belly is a thing now. You get, like, AIDS belly. I'm not kidding. Like, there's,
what?
Like, you
Brian,
get big,
stand up.
Is that
big
full
belly?
Of cum?
This is AIDS belly.
No. Like, there were all these ads all over New York at some point that were like, are you dealing with AIDS belly?
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear to God. There's a thing.
Oh, my God.
Call in if you guys have AIDS.
That might be one of those things that someone created as a marketing ploy. I'm trying to sell my ab regimen and it's not
drink
working.
Gatorade.
Do you tell suffer? People they have AIDS belly.
Do you suffer from AIDS belly?
I thought that was a real commercial for a second. I hear that
too.
I think it's the pills that distend your belly.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we know a dude who has HIV. He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
I've known several people that got it, and I was like, much longer? I don't know. Maybe. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Don't want to out somebody. But
Magic Johnson.
No. Yeah. No. I know like an actual person that I actually know. And, you know, he's fine. I just don't understand how we thought that it was going to kill everybody. Well, I guess I understand. Scientists figured out a way to cure most of the issues that come along with that disease. So what was a death sentence?
Well, I'm assuming, and I don't know this person you know, but I'm assuming that they are of the middle class and they are, like, they're not like a poor, poverty-stricken person, right?
He's not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
No, I think he's actually probably pretty poor. It's all paid for by
insurance.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is I assume people still do die of AIDS, right?
That's the question. We were actually asking this the other night. We're like, when was the last time you heard about someone dying of AIDS? Like, it used to be Freddie Mercury died of AIDS. Holy shit, Freddie Mercury? Right. Fuck. Like, there was always these people that were dying of AIDS. You don't hear that anymore, you know?
Right. Definitely not high-profile people.
I don't even know about low-profile. Okay. We don't know, so let's just take a guess. How many AIDS deaths per year would you...
2014. Let's say 2014. Yes. They might be adding, like, 2009 in it.
Right.
I would say 60,000.
This is, like, a really dark Price is Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That many?
Yeah.
60,000?
I would say maybe even higher.
In the U.S.?
Okay, let's say the U.S., because here's where it gets funky, when they start counting Africa. And one of the reasons why it gets funky is because if you say there's HIV...
Oh, you're thinking the world. Oh, I thought you meant USA.
USA. Let's just go with USA.
Okay.
Because if you go with the world, the real problem with the world is, as it's been explained to me, in Africa, it's easy that they can get funding from AIDS organizations if someone has HIV. They will say, you know, this person is getting AIDS. They're testing positive for AIDS. And this is like, there's X amount of AIDS cases. But they might not have HIV. And they're not going to test them for it. What they might have a bunch of different diseases. Like in Africa, you could have a whole host of different diseases that destroy your immune system. So they might have HIV, but they also might have a bunch of other shit.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you die of pneumonia.
Right. But when they say 30,000, when they say those numbers in Africa, what it's been explained to me by legit scientists is that it's possible that you have to consider that those people don't all have HIV. It might be unrelated illnesses that's causing their immune system to get destroyed. Some of them might have HIV, but some of them might have cancers and toxic poisoning. Who knows? There could be a lot of other issues. So they don't, you know, they're just seeing people who have AIDS. They're not testing every single person that they throw into this grand number.
But that's not in the U.S.
Not in the U.S.
Yeah.
So in the U.S., yeah, that's what I was saying. Let's go with the U.S., not worldwide. What do you want to say?
I'm gonna say 20,000.
Okay, I say 12.
I say 60.
How many
people I say one.
In the U.S. died of AIDS in 2014. Here we go. An estimated 1.5 million people died from AIDS.
I win.
2013. 39 million people have died worldwide.
Oh, my God. We're so dumb. What's wrong with us?
An estimated 1.5 million people. This is worldwide.
Oh, worldwide. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's Africa's 90%.
But still.
1.4 in
Africa. Jesus Christ. Sub-Saharan Africa. Here it is. Sub-Saharan Africa has the biggest burden of HIV/AIDS with almost 70% of the global total of new HIV infections. But that's HIV. That's not.
Deaths.
They're not saying AIDS.
You got to say in the U.S., AIDS-related deaths in the U.S.
In 2010, HIV was a seventh leading cause of death. Huh.
That sounds like a lot of people.
1.1 million people in the U.S. right now are living with HIV. Oh, here we go. I was right. The estimated deaths, 13,834 with...
Wow, you were closest.
Yeah, and that was in 2011. So
I, you know, that
close.
Sounds like a lot, right?
That's a lot of people.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
Still a lot of people. Yeah.
If it's the seventh.
Yeah, but look at something like pneumonia or even chicken pox or how many people die a year from just anything.
How many people die of alcohol? You know, things like
number
that.
Number one.
Yeah. Oh, that's giant. That's 70,000. 70,000 plus in America every year.
Every year.
Just directly from drinking themselves to death.
Yeah, but that's not even like car-related deaths from alcohol. Yeah.
That's not domestic violence, murder. Yeah.
How many from pot? Zero.
Yeah, zero. There's probably been some people that have done some stupid shit that's caused them to die because they were on pot.
Dabs.
If you smoked pot and then just drove off the fucking bridge because you spaced and you drowned, does pot take that hit? Who gets... I mean, essentially...
Are there numbers? I don't think there are numbers on that. Right.
Must be. There must be. I mean, I don't know.
Because I've never heard that in all these anti-legalization arguments. I've never heard those numbers.
Well, it's probably not nearly as prevalent because it doesn't affect your motor skills the way alcohol does. Like, everybody knows across the board that if you drink, you get drunk, you're compromised. But pot doesn't really compromise you physically. So the numbers are going to be way different. Alcohol is like 100%. Like, you pull people over and they're drunk, they're not driving as good. It's 100%. If you've had seven drinks and you get in the car, you just don't drive as good as you do when you're sober. It's 100%. But there's people that can get high as fuck and get in a car and drive excellent. And there's no issue at all.
I've driven really poorly. On really high.
They've actually done studies. They've done tests on people. No recognizable issues.
Yeah.
Except when they get too high. But these people are probably rookies. They're getting these rookies that don't get high, and they're getting them too high, and they're turning corners, and they panic in the mid-corner.
You know what happens when I get really high and I drive? I forget I'm driving for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you're driving, and you're just like, your mind is wandering to something else. You know, you got the Ben Folds album on.
But yeah, that's true.
That's scary, too, because you always think, like, what was I doing for, like, the last 10 minutes? Was I even, like, awake at this time?
Too loud?
My headphones went out.
Oh, it went out?
Yeah.
Oh. You know that weird thing? That weird thing that people do where you are in the middle of doing something, you go, whoa, how the fuck did I get here? Like, how did I zone out and autopilot all the way home? Yeah. Like, took all the turns, and then you're driving
drunk?
The street. No, just totally sober. Just space out, but do everything correctly. I've done that before.
Oh, I do that. I forget why I went into a certain room of my apartment a lot. Like, I'll just be like, I got to go to the kitchen, and I'll be in the kitchen. I'll be, what did I need in the kitchen?
But you remember walking in there.
I guess. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I went like miles and I'm like, oh, I'm already past this spot.
Yeah. And it sucks because when you come out of realizing that, you're like, am I still in it? Am I driving? Like you're still kind of trying to catch up to the now because you're thinking so much, like trying to figure out what you were doing in the past that you're not even paying attention
focusing on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right,
you're trying
now
to rewind.
Yeah.
And catch
up. I in the shower all the time, I'll just shower everything and forget that I've washed anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, did I wash any part of my body? And then all of a sudden, I'll be like, oh, I guess. And then I'll just shower again.
Or you forgot that you forgot to wash the butthole, and then you have to turn the shower back on and
have
a cold wash.
People who don't smoke pot have these problems.
Everybody does.
Everybody
Well, that's
does.
One of the things they say to cure Alzheimer's or to prevent it as much as possible. You're supposed to take different routes to work. You're supposed to drive different ways. Like, if
to
you
prevent Alzheimer's?
Yeah, not to prevent it, but to slow down the onset if it's coming.
Oh, if you have it.
They say that when people go and do the same thing every day in the exact same order, there's no unusual input. So your brain just recognizes it almost like as subconscious level and never has to process. Like, I don't have to process.
That.
I get this. So it becomes atrophied.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel creatively atrophied when I don't meet new people or I don't see a new place. If you're just seeing the same people every day, you just feel like your mind is dying.
Yeah, you get bored.
Yeah,
you just get locked into the same experience over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Driving around, like, going, I think probably moving to a new fucking place would be really smart for us, too. I mean, that's what we all were designed for. We're hunter-gatherers. That's our DNA.
I think about, too, and, you know, you tour all the time, and I travel on the road to do stand-up, and it's like, I wonder what that does to my mind, to have to get used to a city for 4 days. And be alone. Like, that's a weird thing.
The alone thing's weird.
It's so weird. I go so many days where I don't talk to anyone, and the first time I talk to people is an hour of stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
What does that do to your brain?
It's not good.
It can't be, right?
Well, a lot of comics get depressed when they do the road.
Oh, yeah.
I figured out a way to stop that early.
What do you do?
Bring your friends.
I want to.
I bring friends on the road with me.
Where you could get openers. Like, they don't let me bring openers.
I did it back then. That's the only way I did it.
I've been doing it.
Yeah, I've been doing it that way since the 90s.
It is so much more fun when they let me do it.
I just tell them. I go, look, I'm going to bring you a great comic. I'm going to give you a great show. I'll pay for his airfare.
Yeah.
I took the hit financially to bring guys out. Because yeah. I was like, it's way better. There's a difference between making like, $500 extra and being miserable and lonely, or yeah. having $500 less and hanging out with your friend.
Yeah.
And it's good for them, too, because it gives these guys who might be landlocked in L.A., I take them on the road and expose them to these clubs, and they kill, yeah. and then like Hinchcliffe, I took him to the Comedy Works in Denver, and then he got booked as a headliner after he opened for me. So it was like, you know, you can do that, and you can get guys in the door that way too. You know,
yeah, it's great. I love to bring people. I mean, it's
you just got to force your agent into doing it for you. Just tell them this is the show.
It just keeps you from just needing to masturbate all day. Like I just all day, man.
That's
when you're
where
on the
you're
road.
Wrong.
It's crazy.
It doesn't keep you from doing that. That's where you're wrong. You're going to do it anyway. You're going to go, hey, man, like... I forgot something back in my room. Like, guy's knocking at your door 10 minutes later. Are we still going to have lunch? Hey, I can't find it.
I went back to the Fleshlight the other day, and I was like, why did I leave this? This
you
is
went
way
back
better.
To it? Yeah. I've never done oh, a Fleshlight.
It's good.
Yeah, we used to have it as a sponsor.
Oh, I never.
Like one of our earliest sponsors.
Can I get one? How do I?
Wish
are
I
they
had
expensive?
Them around. We had a box of them. Do we still have a box of them here? Did I bring a box in? Yeah. See if you can find one.
Did
for
you see that video where they interviewed the girl who's the model for the Fleshlight? Mm-mm. Yeah,
model. There's
they
like 100 models.
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they lied about that, but they said
use
it
all
was
these
her vagina.
Oh, she's probably shit. It doesn't look like a vagina in there. It looks like some sort of an octopus thing.
I think she's like Romanian or something. She's like, I'm so proud. It's my vagina.
That was one of those local news pieces where they go, this is what we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you that the Fleshlight is its 10th anniversary of being modeled. There you
there
go.
You go.
He's got one for
you. Oh, that's the good one. It looks like a beer can, so you could just keep it in the fridge and
look
no one
this.
Knows.
Look at
yeah.
Look at those lips.
That's a mouth one, too.
You can fuck
it's a mouth
rubber
one.
Mouth.
Yeah.
It looks like a can.
I literally had some sponsors or some guests that told me I can't be on an episode where you do that, where you have the like Sam Harris first time he came on. It was like one of the stipulations.
What
he couldn't we couldn't have that as a sponsor on the episode
him.
That he was on.
Why
I miss
because
them.
He didn't want to be associated with a rubber vagina.
Why that's so crazy.
Because he's
me.
A neuroscientist and an author and a respected intellectual.
That's crazy.
Couldn't you just not do it on that episode then?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Do you miss them? I miss them.
What? You miss who?
Fleshlight. They were so fun to talk about all the time. And...
No, I don't miss. We said what? As much as we could have
What would you
said.
Say is the biggest advantage to using a Fleshlight?
It doesn't feel like your hand. It feels like, I mean, if you put the right lotion on it, it actually feels pretty good. It's crazy. I haven't done it in like a long time, so I was like, oh my God, this is... But then the, yeah,
it
the
just came. Got grossed out a little bit.
You should. He's gross.
I just felt a little gross.
It's just they designed of some sort of a rubbery. I don't know what they actually use. It's almost like a food based thing. I think it's like gelatin based, but it feels like human flesh. It's way better than your hand because your hand you feel.
I know
your hand sends signals.
I do have times where I'm like, there needs to be more. You know, like I need more out of this. I don't know what I need to do differently.
That's a commitment, though. To fuck that thing because you got to wash it afterwards.
Right.
And it's just you feel like a loser.
You got to wash it.
When you shoot a load into this fucking rubber tube. You're like, what is wrong with me?
I just want to get to the point financially where I could just throw it out. As soon
you
as
can
I'm
totally
done,
do that.
And just get a new one.
How much do they cost? Well, they're like 50.
That's rich
bucks.
To me.
They're pretty expensive. But when we were getting them for free, I used to do that. I got lazy. I'll be like, I'll just leave it on the nightstand. Then and 2 days later, I'm like, you know what? I'm just throwing this away.
Yeah, you don't want to wash 4-day-old cum out of your
I'll just have
line.
My girlfriend do it.
I'll just hire a housekeeper. No. You don't have to vacuum.
Just the Fleshlight.
Clean these things. There's a box of them. There's like a hamper full by the bed.
There's a great video in like, I think it's like local news in China where they see one of these in like a puddle of water and they think it's a new fish.
Oh, yeah.
That they've discovered a species of fish.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I don't believe that. I
it's
think
true,
that's
man.
Another
it's
one of those
true.
Marketing
it's true.
Things.
He says it. It's true.
No, it was on the news. It was on the news. That's how I found out it was on the news.
Oh, well, if it's
you're
on the news, it has to be true.
No, when you
news.
See it, though, it looks
I
like
mean,
a fish.
There's no way. There's the photo of HIV.
Whoa.
HIV looks like weed. It's, hold on, back
it
up.
It does.
That
it
was
true.
Did you pull that up earlier?
I asked him to, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was psychedelic.
I wasn't looking.
That's what HIV looks like.
Did you show us this, Jamie?
Yeah, it was up.
Yeah, they took that photo. The one on the bottom left.
Dude, they look like weed buds.
They do.
The one that, oh my God, it looks exactly like weed.
AIDS is weed.
That's how they convince the other cells to attach it.
They're like, it's just weed, man.
It looks like the geodome that Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin were in, but it's covered by weed donuts.
Wow.
It's covered by like flashlights.
Remember Biodome?
Yeah.
That's like their Biodome. But it's green. Oh my God. Look at the one up top. Look at the one above that, Jamie. Go up there. That one of the blue strings. Yeah. What the fuck? Why is that one so different looking?
Dude, I don't know. Smoke AIDS.
What said that in the article? It said HIV is evolving. What is it saying, Jamie? That's crazy. Click on it again. Evolving to be less deadly. Whoa, that's fascinating. Because it likes us. It's tired of being rude.
Yeah.
It's tired of killing all those
nice
becoming
more
people.
PC.
It realizes there's just less flair in the world when all those gay people start dropping like flies.
Well, to be honest, the guy that wrote this article only has one eye, so maybe he read something wrong.
Yeah, and he's a contributor. He's not a writer.
Yeah, he's not a writer.
Oh. Well, let's see the image. Look at the image of that thing. God. It's crazy. Mm. Organisms like that, like diseases.
This is a weird article.
So terrifying. Because they're these thoughtless little life forms that will take over your life. And on a huge percentage of people, kill them. You know, like the amount of flu deaths every year. You ever pay attention to the amount of flu deaths?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It should scare the fucking shit out of
I've
you.
I've never gotten a flu shot, though, and I've never gotten the flu.
What? Never had the flu?
Never. Ever? Never, ever.
That's
had
amazing.
The flu. Isn't that crazy?
What do you eat? Are you like super healthy with your diet?
I'm actually the opposite. I'm very, very unhealthy in my diet.
That's amazing.
I never got the flu. Never got a flu shot either.
Dude, like, someone should bottle you.
I wonder what that is.
You have excellent genes, probably. Yeah, you have an excellent immune system.
What are you?
I'm HPV.
I'm a human pussy wart. what nationality are you?
My mom was born in Israel. And my dad is just like
hearty stock
American weird.
Can't be that
American.
Then.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
No,
because my parents have gotten the flu a bunch of times.
Israelis, that's some healthy stock, man. Those are survivors. There's some tough fucking people come out of Israel.
Tough women.
It's very different than what we associate with like American Jewish women. Like the stereotype is what? Like kind of whiny and like, Herman, where are you? We've got to make, you're
right.
Going to make us late.
Yeah.
Like very motherly.
No, well, Israeli women are just very much like, I'm right, you're wrong.
There's the commercial, though, that they thought it was
I am so not buying this at all. Not even for a fucking
If you
sucker.
Listen to it.
The fact that this guy doesn't know that that's rubber.
They thought it was some sort of squid or something.
He's either completely retarded or this is bullshit. And I'm going with this is bullshit. Look, they're
measuring it.
This is a joke. This is a joke. This guy's an idiot.
Look at these people.
Yeah, what? You,
these are like
just
back
at their
country
face?
People. Yeah. Look at her.
She's on TV.
Look at her.
And that's sewer grease that they have it in.
Dude, this is like their version of some
that?
Parody
sewer
show.
Sewer oil that they
sewer
use?
Oil.
Gutter
yeah,
oil.
That's gutter oil. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't buy it for a fucking second.
It's got like warts on it.
It's hit the road.
Dude, that's
it's
not warts. That's road. Shit.
It's been
worn across
hard.
The country.
That's amazing that you've never had the flu. I don't think
never
I've ever met anybody.
I've never had it. And, yeah, now I can't get flu shots, I feel like if I get a flu shot, I'm just going
to
get the
Well, I don't think you need to
forever.
Get a flu shot. And the flu shots are tricky because they're very, like, this year was particularly ineffective. Like, even my doctor was mocking it this year.
Because it's so strong now?
They've failed. It's like they make these calculations based on whatever strains are out there, and then they develop a vaccine for that strain of the flu. But this year it was like completely ineffective. Like, it's only effective in like 20% of the cases. So like a lot of people that got the flu shot still wound up getting the flu. Yeah. People I know that got the flu
shot.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee.
But here's one thing you should fucking do, folks. Get goddamn vaccinated. There's a measles outbreak at Disneyland. Because these fucking people think that you don't have to vaccinate your kids. Like, there's other protocols. Like, maybe you might think that, like, giving your kid 26 injections when they're born is kind of fucked up. And there's doctors that agree with you. But there's almost no doctors that agree that you should never get vaccinated.
Why? What's their reason? They're just like, it's going to...
People don't want vaccines. But there's certain drugs, like polio and shit like that, that's been almost completely eradicated because of vaccines. Like, there's real science behind vaccines.
Yeah, I hear polio's making a comeback, too.
Yeah, I heard polio is coming back as well.
Polio is coming back.
And all this is because people don't want to vaccinate
their
kids, you know?
It's so easy. It's so quick. And it's like,
It's so weird, because of autism, man.
Didn't someone say you get autism from
Well, there's some people that believe that. Yeah. There's also some people that well, here's what's crazy. There's people that could eat certain foods that you would have no problem with and they get really sick. Like people that have nut allergies. Like my kid goes to school and they make sure you have like we are a no nut school. They have like you can't bring nuts in your food. You can't bring like snacks that have nuts in them. You can't do it because some kids they'll eat those fucking things and they just die. So some people, if you inject the same thing in 1,000 people, you might have 999 people that have zero problem with it at all. But one person has a real reaction. And the question becomes, do we change this drug that's so beneficial to all the 999 people because one person has an adverse reaction, a biological anomaly, as it were? So that's...
No, you can't. I mean, obviously you can't.
That's what doctors are running into. And then there's also... There's a lot of suspicion of pharmacological greed, you know, that these people that are making the money, these pharmacy companies, that they're just greedy as fuck and they want you to get by with like 3 injections, but they want you to get 20 because the amount of money that they'll earn is substantially more if you get 20, if you mandate that every kid has to get 20 injections.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to me that, that people are just like not doing it.
It's so scary because these, you know, you could get like a serious disease that we've eradicated, it could get hold again, and then if enough people are not vaccinated against that disease, it could be a fucking real issue. Disease is scary. Fucking terrifying, man.
That's scary.
I didn't have anything about diseases. I never was worried about them. I got an AIDS test in 1994, and I was shitting my pants.
I can't believe that I've gone this long without major problems. Do you ever think about that? Like, how like crazy it is that, that we can go this long without getting something crazy?
Yeah.
Like Ebola or, you know, some sort of weird cancer that no one's heard of.
What I was going to say is I never had a problem with it until I did this TV show. And I talked to this Russian guy who worked in the biological weapons department in the Soviet Union where they had trenches filled with anthrax. And all these people that are virus experts, we went to the Center for CDC down in Galveston, Texas, where they have 4-foot-thick walls, and they have all the worst hemorrhagic viruses contained in that lab where they study them and try to devise vaccines and shit for them. The crazy spacesuits. Every room has vacuums in the ceiling that pull all the air out of it in case anything. I mean, it's all.
I mean, I've seen the crazy movie Outbreak. I know.
They're not afraid of anything other than natural shit. They're afraid of diseases. They're afraid of diseases that just emerge on their own out of nowhere. And their thought is, it's just a matter of time. Like we're running, and there's like a wave behind us. It's gonna hit.
But it's like, should you get afraid of that? You can't do anything about that.
So what?
I wish I was more concerned about stuff like that. Like it's just so crazy that I can't even. What would I do to prevent it?
There's not
wear a mask like you know a Japanese tourist.
Well, you have a good immune system, obviously, if you've never gotten the flu.
Have you ever had a high temperature?
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever shit while having a high temperature?
I used to get a lot of stomach viruses. Yeah. I used to get a lot of those. I don't know why. But, yeah, never the flu. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm terrified.
And now I feel like I'm jinxing it.
No. You'll be fine. Just stay positive. Eat oranges and stay positive.
Someone's going to want to give me the flu now. They're going to get really mad.
Yeah, it's just weird that we share this earth with these little aliens that want to kill us. I mean, that's really what they are. It's weird biological things you can't even see.
And we want to kill them.
They want, yeah.
It's a war.
Yeah, it's a war going on, man.
It's crazy.
They win, they take over your body and it decomposes. They literally eat your body. That's what's so fucked up about it.
Right.
When they win, it's like a bonanza, you know? Like, it's a fine dance.
They take it.
Because the best way to spread is to don't kill them quick. You got to kill them slowly. Yeah. So they spit on everything and cough on everybody on the subway. That's how you spread. But the real motherfucker diseases, they're like dudes who are like 2-pump chumps. Like, I can't wait. They can't help themselves. They just want to kill you quick. You know, like there's some strains of the flu that literally aren't as deadly because they kill you so quick. They can't get as many
people. What's the craziest disease they've discovered? Is it still anthrax? Like, what's the craziest,
Hemorrhagic viruses are the scariest. Those are the,
day you're gone.
Well, they get
but
you
Ebola,
quick.
You could still, I know people had Ebola and they were just like, well, I got fever and then I went to the doctor and like.
If you get it quick enough. If they catch what it is quick enough and they get you to a real hospital in America, land of the free, home of the brave. But if you're in Africa.
Wait, where?
That's right here. Oh,
America. Okay.
Right here. American
sorry,
sniper.
Sorry.
Respect. No, like, but if you're in a thatch hut roof place in fucking Bangladesh and they tell you you have Ebola, you're going to be shitting your pants. They're going to like rummage through their Tupperware looking for medicine. No, we got nothing. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, they'll pop the top on these things, look for something they could fix you with. Nope, nothing.
Nope, not going to happen.
Chickens are running around on the floor in front of you.
I've seen chickens in Little Armenia in Hollywood running around.
How are your chickens? Any new chicken stories? Your
No, I got to hire someone to kill the coyote.
You have chickens?
Yeah, I have 20. Oh, well, I used to have 24.
You live on a farm or something?
No, I just have a big piece of property.
That's great.
I have a big chicken house.
It's my dream, man.
It's great. I eat fresh eggs every morning.
Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah, they're like a
dark orange egg, too.
They're delicious eggs.
That is the dream, man. I want to get a plot of land. Yeah. I want to make food on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been doing that over the last few years.
And, you're ready, man. Yeah. If things go down, if the infrastructure implodes, you're like...
You're not, though.
You could do it.
No, because then you're dealing with all these other people that aren't ready. But then you're dealing with all these people that aren't ready. So what are you going to do? You're going to be the only guy by yourself with a shotgun. All these people are starving. No, you're going to give them food, and you're going to run dry, and it's going to suck for everybody involved.
Yeah.
You're better off if an asteroid hits, if it hits your fucking head. You know, you don't want to be like in the outskirts. The guy living up there, you know, in the remnants of a fucking shattered world.
I don't think I mean that apocalyptic. I think I'm talking about like, you know.
Power outage.
You know, what if food becomes, I mean, food is going to be scarce at some point, right? There's going to, everyone's talking about the agricultural meltdown. Like, you know, we're not going to be able to make crops and like.
I don't buy it.
People are going to be like killing each other for food, right?
I don't buy it. No. I think they're just not paying as much attention to crops as they would if they had to pay more attention. It's the same thing what we were talking about earlier. I think that, you know, you don't think about it because you don't have to think about it. But if it became a real issue and the government started putting massive amounts of resources into growing crops for all the country, they put their funds into that. Halliburton gets behind it. They have giant government contracts to grow crops.
Yeah.
You'd have fucking crops growing everywhere. You know, they would take a pipeline. They could take a pipeline from Alaska, right? They could take oil. They bring it all the way down to Arkansas. How come they can't do that with water? Well, they can. Of course they could.
Right.
And if they wanted to do
I feel like the whole water thing is like there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to desalinate, right?
Yeah,
eventually.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Apparently it's like stupid expensive and it's not that efficient yet.
Right.
But one day, yeah, someone's going to figure out a way to do it in a way that makes sense. They're going to make money off of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to run out of food. I think we're going to run out of space. We're going to run out of resources and we're going to run out of air. We're going to fuck the air up.
Well,
you know, that's
I mean, there's
got to
be
a issue.
You look at graphs of population and like from the time of Jesus or even before like the time of cavemen, like there's been this like steady graph.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Industrial Revolution happens and it's like spikes. And like we have so many more people than we can handle.
Yeah.
There's got to be something, right? I don't understand things, but I feel you know, I'm not speaking out of any expertise, but something's going to happen, right?
Well, there's definitely a pattern. Right. There's definitely a pattern of abuse and overuse and gluttony and, you know, pollution of the ocean, pollution of the air. But if they figure it out.
This is a depressing podcast.
No, but it's not because I think when people have their back up against the wall, that's when they're forced to innovate. When they literally are forced, like just like all these other things we've been talking about. When you're forced to recognize the fact that we're running out of food, then the government figures out how to step in and ensure the fact that people get food. I think there's going to come a point
until
in time
there
where there's no such thing as waste. That waste is going to equal energy, and they'll be able to, like,
that'd
when,
be amazing.
Like, right now, if you take, there's new cars that are so good at emissions that when they're driving through a polluted area, like they were driving through Mexico City, the air that comes out of the car is actually cleaner than the air that goes in. That's a fact.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's German cars that do that. The Porsche 911 Turbo, in fact, when you drive through Los Angeles, if you're driving through downtown, it's thick with fucking stinky smog. The air coming out of the exhaust pipes is better to fucking breathe than the air that it's taking in on its intake.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nuts. So it's going to come a point in time where they can figure out how to use that shitty air. Like, use the carbon dioxide and the carbon monoxide in the air for fuel. They just need to figure out how to extract it. Like, right now, what we're doing is, like, there's a two-step process. You know, you make something and that, like, there's, like, a waste product. But that waste product it's really almost an engineering issue. It's almost like once we innovate to a point where whatever that stuff is,
Like whether everything will be nuclear sustainable and renewable?
Like nuclear waste or gasoline. Like, okay, here's a perfect example. People that live by airplanes, anybody who lives by airports, significant amount of people suffer lung damage. They have lung disease, asthma. It's like pretty significant. You should never live near an airport, major airports especially. But there's some shit that you're breathing in, right? Well, why is it out there? How do you get it? What is that stuff? Is it flammable? Is it can it be used as fuel? How can it be extracted from the air?
Methane, right?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe there is methane, but that's biological.
What about the fact that there's like Wi-Fi waves and cellular waves all over everywhere?
That's true too.
There's like so much stuff that we create that is bad for us.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I don't think they've ever proven that Wi-Fi is bad for you or that cellular is bad for you.
It just feels bad.
It's bad for bugs. It's really bad for bees.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really bad for bees. Bees, apparently, their communication system gets completely fucked up by
Wi-Fi.
By Wi-Fi and by cellular networks. It's like they're hearing a next-door neighbor that won't stop banging, and it never goes away.
Oh,
like they can live. They can live, but they're like, everywhere around them is people, LOL, you know, fucking texting.
Yeah, they just hear everything we're saying.
They probably just hear it.
They hear
sending.
All the porn we're watching on the internet. They hear, like, everything through the airwaves.
When you send a text, it's like,
Jesus.
Everywhere. It's flying around. Ooh. You ever go somewhere that has no cell phone, no Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
It feels so quiet. It feels amazing. Like you feel it in the air.
I've actually, only in the last year, I've made a point of being away from my phone, like totally away from my phone. Not just in the other room, but like if I go on a hike, I leave the phone in the car. Like I do, because like we are never alone. We're never like unreachable.
It's true.
Like even if you're alone, you're not alone because you're like, oh, let me check out what friends are tweeting at me.
You should just turn it off though if you're going on a hike, because then a mountain lion's going to be.
But even if I turn it off, I feel like I still have the option. I just want to be totally away from it, and it feels great. And then I get back, and I'm like, ooh, I have like 4 emails.
You know, I know what you mean. Isn't it funny? We're so scared to be away from our phone. Like, something bad's going to happen. Like, how often do you actually need
your
phone?
Yeah,
no.
What's going
to
happen?
So rarely do you actually need it to stay alive.
Right, right.
So rarely.
True.
But, like, if you go on a hike, you're like, oh, I better bring the fucking phone just in case.
Yeah, I need photos.
How many times have you hiked? You hike 100 times. Nothing happens. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I've never been attacked on a hike.
Well, when I lived in Colorado, I used to pack heat. I used to walk carrying a
with
gun.
With a gun?
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy.
Well, I was walking in these mountain lion infested woods. Fuck that. And even if they don't kill people all the time, if you were there, the one, like the guy in Cupertino where his daughter got, or son rather, got attacked by a mountain lion, if that guy had a gun, he could have shot it, not even at the animal, just shot it near the animal, and that thing would run, and you're done. It's over. You know, they hear a boom. They're like, wow. They fucking just take off. It freaks them out.
But how often does your kid get attacked by a mountain lion?
If you live in Cupertino and you're that guy and you're walking down that road and it happens, all those numbers are not comforting. It doesn't matter.
100% of the time, that guy's son has been attacked.
The wife is screaming, why didn't you bring your gun? How often does it happen? It fucking happened.
Yeah.
It fucking happened.
It does. It happens, but I mean,
Billy's got a chunk taken out of his ass. Forever. He's going to be that boy in the locker room they make fun of.
You know those fake asses where they take the fat from other parts of their body and they put it in the butt?
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real. It started in Colombia, I believe, or Brazil. Most Colombians or Brazilians, girls have that.
That's not common.
Well, it's
not
pretty common.
More than half?
It's pretty common. You have
just
a better computer.
Just Google it.
They take fat out of like their...
Yeah, Jamie, you might even be able to find this, but they take it out of their side and they put it in their butt. But lately, they've been noticing that the fat doesn't take and it goes down their legs and it makes their ankles super fat. And so people in Colombia wear these like UGG boots type things are really popular because so many girls have had this problem.
Goes down to their ankles?
This sounds like
little kid science.
Their butt doesn't take
That's
it.
Everything that he does.
Yeah. Columbia
little
butt
kid
fat
science
ankles.
Exactly.
Colombian butt lock for whatever.
So what?
I would just take.
I know that they're doing fat transplantation to the buttocks.
I feel like aesthetic enhancement. If you Google anything, you'll find it.
Long-term results. Wow. The result of the buttock augmentation showed that there are 0.5 to 1.0 centimeter reduction at 2 months. Okay, they're just talking about the efficacy. Conclusion, the hypothesis is that fat-applied grafts are real grafts. Was demonstrated not only are the grafts real, but they are able to live and persist with the patients growing if the patient gained weight to the glutes area and losing circumference when losing weight. So what they're saying is it works. They're saying that that fat, when you transplant it to the ass, it does make your ass thicker. And that, what are you doing?
What was that?
I'm reading it, you fuck. How dare you?
Yeah.
They're saying that it makes it, that no damage to the graft was observed. So they're saying that
so it's fine.
It works.
Yeah,
like it's like
it
skin
really
grafts.
Well. Right.
But they actually can make your ass fatter.
Yeah. And they can make another part of you thinner.
Plant.
But it probably comes out all lumpy, you know? I mean, how do they get it all smooth and perfect?
I mean, I'm sure there's a more of a process than just stuffing it in. I would assume. They put it in a blender or something. They must, like, dilute it somehow, right?
I don't know, man. Well, they're injecting it, right? So it's
if you ever
like
want to have fun, too, like, look at botched butt enlargement
that's
surgery.
That's not fun. Whoa, that
Whoa,
works.
Hello.
Holy shit, it works. That's incredible.
Most, and I'm trying
yeah,
to
look
find
at
this
that.
Article. But,
oh, my God. Look at that
look
one
that
down
butt.
There, the naked
oh
butt
God.
With the thong.
Well, there's no
look
proof
the
that that's the same butt.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit with these things for sure. Butt augmentation in
yeah,
Thailand.
That butt looks great.
Well, let's go to that page. Let's find out what they do.
Also, one of them's like more in
page.
Color. And
page. Not image. There you go. The ones where they have implants, though, that's scary. That's where they're taking like a hunk of something, like a fucking
yeah.
some sort of a. It's like a,
isn't it
like a rubber thing, and they're sticking it in there.
Isn't it crazy that no matter what context, when I see a nice butt, I don't even see the whose face it is. I'm just like instantly a little bit turned on. Like
yeah.
you just see a bigger butt. Why? Why no. is that? Is anyone ever? Because it's like more better for children.
Yeah. But especially the hips to waist ratio. When you see a woman with like wide hips, you think, "Oh,
I'm just
she can
like, immediately
birth.
Like, oh, okay."
We strongly advise against surgical butt implants if your office work environment requires excessive sitting, over 8 to 10 hours a day. After surgery, the doctors will advise you not to sit directly on your reshaped butt for at least a few days to avoid any unneeded stress to the operated areas during your recovery. Yeah, what the
yeah.
fuck, man?
So like Peggy and HR can't get it done.
Yeah, if you're going to sit in front of a desk, oof.
Have you you've seen the implants that have failed.
Now, are those implants they're talking about,
yeah.
Jamie?
No, this is fat transfer.
No, this is, yeah, this is an implant. I think it's silicone, right? Or silicone.
Butt implants versus fat transfers. Here you go. If your butt area has begun sagging a bit and you're slightly older in age, then a surgical lift will probably be the most appropriate. A surgical butt lift in Thailand is performed by removing fat tissue, followed by the tightening of the surrounding skin. The tissue in your buttocks is normally excised. I love that. Slash cut. That's the same thing. That's like punch slash hit. Near the butt crease to give a natural look with minimal scars. This amazing new technique leaves an unnoticeable scar near your buttocks crease. Yeah, that's noticeable as fuck. You see it in porn films when girls are getting
really?
Doggied. Yeah, you see this weird scar where their butt cheeks meet their taint.
I've never seen that.
The technique is very popular with Australian and American clients who save 40% when compared to the prices back home. But you get 100% more diseases. The new technique is offered in Bangkok and works by carefully sawing away, no, cutting away tissue near the intersection of your butt and lower back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it feels like a decent thing to do.
This is supposedly what Kim Kardashian got. She got the Brazilian butt lift, which is what all the Brazilian girls supposedly have. That's why you always go, Brazilians have great ass. No, this is
I mean,
what
that's been confirmed, right? She has something. And so does Nicki Minaj.
She looks way different than she used to look.
Yeah,
if
they
you look
both
at what
look
her butt
crazy.
Used to look like. And she also doesn't look like that, like she would have that muscular legs. Like, it's not like she's, her legs are these thick
yeah.
fucking... Like Serena Williams type athlete legs.
No.
No, they're like.
She's got a big old butt.
Oh,
too.
Geez Louise.
Jesus.
Good Lord. Oh, my goodness. That's a booty. But that's an athlete's butt. Like, you look at Serena's body, like, Jesus, that's a fucking. That's a performer. You know, like, her body can move in ways Kim
yeah.
Kardashian's just looks like she's wearing a diaper. It's like this weird. You know what I mean? It's like this weird, like she's got a load in her
diaper.
It
doesn't make sense. It doesn't like make sense with her legs.
Well, there's some images of her, like you see those photos, like Kim Kardashian breaks the internet. Her ass looks fantastic, like spectacular. But then you see her, like there's some red carpet video of her walking around with
weird.
It. It's weird as fuck because it doesn't match the rest of her legs. Like it's way better to have a smaller butt that fits your legs than it is to have these thin legs and this.
I actually have the opposite problem. I don't have a butt. Like I have like an innie butt. I'm
make
serious.
Us look at your butt.
I'm not.
You have an innie?
I don't have. Yeah, I don't really have a butt. Should I show? I mean,
show
it's like.
Yeah, gonna stand up. Stand up.
Just you have don't to put take your pants off your underwear.
Down. It's just like very flat.
Oh yeah. Well, it just looks like you don't work out.
Don't fit.
You don't work out, right?
I do.
Do you lift weights with your butt?
Not with my butt.
Yeah. Do you? So have a seat. Nobody can hear you up there. Does it? You don't like when you're lifting weights. Do you do squats or anything with your legs?
No, I should.
That's
right?
All it is. Yeah,
but I do a lot of like
curls for the girls.
Running and
curls
things
for
like
the
that.
Girls.
Oh well, running is really good for your legs, but yeah, it's not so good for your butt. Like if you watch marathon runners, they don't have like thick butts.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of like. Jumping up.
I know. You know. I've always had an issue with that. There's always like pants don't fit right.
Mm.
They always slide down.
You can fix it. Don't get lazy and get a butt job.
Yeah, let's get butt jobs together.
Only, yeah.
That's the
boys' day.
Boys' day.
You imagine if that became a thing.
Yeah. Well, because they would
do
take off
squats,
her
get a butt implant.
They would take off her little, you know, fat things here. And so it would actually look better here. And then it would make her butt look together at the same time.
Or you would be so self-conscious on stage because it looks like you're wearing a fucking diaper. It looks like you like.
Imagine I just got a huge butt.
Oh my God. I feel like if butts on guys became big.
Like you tied the end of your shorts tight to your leg and just filled your shorts with shit. And that's what it looks like.
But I have no jokes about it. It's just a huge butt.
You don't even bring it up. I had a friend that had a huge ass, and he was massively self-conscious about it because he wasn't overweight too much in his upper body. He was very pear-shaped, where his upper body, like his arms, looked totally normal. And then his upper body looked fairly overweight, and then it got to his gut, and it distended on the sides, and then his ass was enormous. His ass and legs is where he carried all of his weight. So people would like rat, you know, and when you get in arguments with people, they'll go, look at your fucking ass, dude. Like, looked like you, I would be grumpy too. Like, people would get really mean with him because of his butt.
That's what I think, you know, there's certain guys who look okay fat. You know, like, there's certain guys that are like, oh, you're a fat guy. You look great fat. And then there's certain guys who look really, really bad fat.
Yeah.
And I think it's if your lower half is in shape and your upper half is not. Like Jonah Hill has that. I have that. If I used to be way fatter, like, and it looks weird because I have skinny legs, and then it looks like you just are this like half fat minotaur.
Yeah. Well, people are allowed to have a fat gut, but if you have like a fairly normal gut but an enormous fat ass and fat
boobs.
Legs. And people are like, what the fuck? Like, you're weirdly proportioned, and I don't understand you because you don't fit in my database.
It is weird. Yeah.
Like, we have a database of pot bellies. Like, you see a guy with a pot belly, you don't even blink because we all have a database. It's not like a weird thing. But if you see a girl with a pot belly, you one of
pregnant.
Two things, either pregnant or a fucking weird body. When the weird body freaks you out. Like, even if you have no desire to have sex with this woman, if a woman comes near you and she's got a giant Joey Diaz-sized belly, you're kind of freaked out.
But his body makes sense.
It makes sense.
His body, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, you're that guy. I know that guy.
I've seen
my
that
dad
guy.
Has hung out with that guy, you know?
There's a database.
Yeah, there's a database of that guy.
But if you have a guy that has, like, really skinny legs, like, super skinny legs, but, like, Ralphie May's arms.
Yeah, it's really weird.
What the fuck is going on? I don't understand what I'm saying. I got to get out of here. I'm too weirded out.
I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah, like,
chess night is over.
New weird bodies will freak us out. Like, things that, we have, like, a database. We draw from it. And when something doesn't fit in there, it's just like, oh, too weird, gotta go.
Yeah.
I turned down sex once because this girl had a square butt where it was like kind
of. You turned down sex because of it?
Yeah, because it just freaked me. It freaked me out because she had no waist for one thing. And then her butt was completely flat, almost indented, that it's just, when you saw it, you're just like, ugh.
So you were in the act, like in bed.
I actually was like, all right, well, you know what? I got to go. I just took off right before bed.
I could never do that.
And I called her SpongeBob SquarePants because it was too gross.
You didn't call it to her face.
No. I just put it on her face.
No, you just tweeted about it after.
I just put it on her face with her full name. I just gave out her address and geotagged it.
Geotagged it.
If you're looking for a flat ass, this is your spot. This is your pirate map.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I'm already there, I mean, it's like, it's so great that someone's willing to be there and do it.
But isn't it
I'm
weird like, that, like, it probably would feel just as good, like, as far as the sensation, but you wouldn't be as aroused, so it wouldn't be as good. And it's all just based on the shape of the body. And people get angry at that, man. They say you're shallow and, you know, this is a really, like, surface way of thinking. And it's so immature and so stupid, but those people are all fat. That's why they're saying that. Hot chicks with great bodies, they never feel like that. When you tell a girl, like, God, your body's amazing, they never go, oh, you just are attracted to
I don't know.
My body
I gotta
being
say
amazing.
The I got to be the devil's advocate here, okay. And I got to say, I've been with a lot of women.
Wow. Right? Tell us about it.
Double didge.
Amazing.
Double didge women.
Sure. So intimidated.
And I've been with some, you know, like, very good looking and some very average and, you know, whatever. I think I've actually been more aroused by more normal looking women than
because
like
you're probably more
the
comfortable.
Models because I'm more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I have less to prove.
Right.
Like yeah. There's like it's also like there's something about like a normal looking body mm-hmm. that is a little more attractive to me.
You have a buddy who would go to strip clubs and he would always want to like talk to the girls that were overweight. Like that he was actually attracted to
the girls. I
don't
mean overweight.
Were,
I mean, you know,
well, overweight for a strip club is not really overweight.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what kind of overweight are they going to get? Like 20, 30 pounds overweight? Right. But he would go for the big girls because
very easy.
Like they're probably more insecure. But he wasn't even trying to like have sex with them. He just was attracted to them. He'd want to get dances to them because he said it would make sense that they would date him.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's what every guy wants at a strip club. You want the girl to like you.
Yeah.
Any guy who denies that is lying. Like, you want the girl to be like, you know, oh my God, I want to leave with this
guy.
And
if she's a 10, she's like, oh, hi, sweetie.
Yeah, it's all an act.
And you're like, oh, this is gross. I feel so fucking gross. I want her to be in love.
Yeah.
I want her to come back, please, Barry.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to be
you
back?
You want to take her out of that town.
Barry. Barry, don't leave.
You want to take her out of Kokomo, Indiana.
I'll give you dances for free. Just stay, Barry.
I'll stay.
Stay.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, they don't want you to, they don't want you to... Like, no guy, like, even though people will pay for prostitution, no guy would prefer that. What you would prefer is someone to be attracted to you.
Mm.
You wouldn't want a girl who's putting on an act where you know specifically that she doesn't want to be there. You'd want her to be really
it's
good
the same
at
in porno. Like, you don't want a girl who you know is acting.
Well,
right?
That's why we want things that are so real. Good, unless they're so good they can trick you. That's great.
Yeah, but you don't want to see the act.
You
I mean, that's
with
anything.
It's like a hack comic or like a fucking magician where you can see their hands moving.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But you're getting a different girl every time, and you can play around with different races and ages. And
yeah, what I'm saying is, what would you prefer, though? That's not what I'm saying.
What would eugenics?
You prefer?
Well, I mean, it's
well,
like saying,
engineer 30-year-olds.
It's like, saying, do you want one car, or would you rather have keys to the dealership and just pick whatever you want?
No, it's not. We're talking about people, you fuck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I got a prostitute when I was... I mean, I'm going to be on Ari's show, and I talk about this story when I was in Atlantic City, and I got a hooker.
Ooh. And, you ever see that Hookers from Atlantic City show?
No. Is it HBO?
Yeah, they used to do an HBO show.
Oh, those were so depressing.
Oof.
I remember trying to masturbate to those when I was a kid, and like real sex would come on. Remember real sex?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like just old people tickling each other, and you're just like, what? Like for a second, they would be like, oh, this is kind of hot. And then they would just have these like fat lesbians slapping each other, and you're like, this is really weird.
Do you think that if prostitution wasn't so chastised, if prostitution was legal, then it would be like going and getting massages. It would be so normal, and it wouldn't feel dirty or bad at all. I bet that's the case.
If it was legal?
Yeah, if prostitution was completely legal, okay, and these places were totally above ground, it was just like going to a massage parlor. If you go to a massage parlor now, you go, hello, everybody's greets you. They're all nice. You don't feel weird about it. You put on your robe. You go there. Some stranger rubs your neck and rubs your back. You feel so much better. And you actually have a wonderful time with them. It's fine because it's not guilty. But if it was guilty for you to be in your underwear and have some lady dig her elbow into your back, you'd have all these weird connections with it. You would only be able to go to shady places to get that massage. It would be like this weird sinful thing.
I don't think it has anything to do with the law. I think the law has nothing to do with it. I think it's our weirdness with sex. I think
But that weirdness with sex is connected to the fact that it's illegal. Unquestionably.
I don't know, because then you would say like, oh, what if, you know, I didn't have to pay for it? What if I told my girlfriend, oh, you know, I'm just going to have sex with this girl I know?
That's totally unrelated, because we're talking about
Paying for a service.
Paying for something. Yeah, we're talking about prostitution, though.
I know, but I think it's the stigma of the sex of it, not the law. Because it's not really like...
No.
I don't think it's considered like, you know, you don't feel like you're breaking the law if you get a hooker.
Yeah, but what if you think you're using masturbation, you're using her to masturbate, though? You're not having sex. I mean, you're in and out in like 7 minutes. Like, it's,
but hold on a second. Explain that again. Say that you don't think it's about the law.
So you're saying that if it was legal... That
it would remove some of the stigma attached to it.
The stigma by who, though?
Well, by most people who think of it as being a dirty thing. I mean, most people, they don't want their daughter to become a prostitute. They don't want their ex-girlfriends to become prostitutes. They don't. I mean, it's just like this thing. You don't want someone to be paying.
Stripping is legal, but there's a stigma to that.
There is. There certainly is. But this is like,
I think it's because I think in this country we're weirder about sex than we are about anything else.
No question. But don't you think that part of that weirdness is to do with the law, the fact that we legislate whether or not you can have sex with someone for
part
free,
of it. Yeah.
And no one has a problem with it. You can go have sex with anybody you want. But for some reason or another, we can legislate whether or not you have sex with anybody you want if they give you money, which is crazy. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy. I think the fact that gambling is illegal is crazy, too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I'm not saying people should, you know, go get prostitutes but you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Well, you know, what's crazy about it is, like, how open we are about calling them escorts.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, that's fine.
Well, they get busted.
Like, you go
though.
Into the Yellow Pages, not even in Vegas, like places where it's totally, like in New York, and there's just escort service. Yeah. Like, who is really under the impression that they're not having sex?
Yeah. There's a few people that
it's
don't
like get
this
it. Weird legal gray area. Are there?
Yeah.
It's like every cop, everyone who makes the law, just like, fine.
Well, there's some weird thing where they're allowed to go out with you and have sex if they choose to. But if it's like written down in paper, at the end of this date, I'm going to suck your dick and then I'm going to rub your balls.
Which is nuts. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, it's just stupid that you could tell a person what to do and not to do. And the idea being is that if it's legal, like, everybody's going to go into prostitution or everyone's going to go get prostitutes and the marriages will crumble and... That's not true. If you look at, like, statistics, in Australia, it's legal. Like, legalized prostitution has actually led to a lower rate of divorce.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Well, it's legal in some places here, right?
Sort of. One area. In Nevada.
Carson City?
Yeah, it's, like, way the fuck out in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
it's
that's
not
pretty hypocritical,
Vegas.
Right?
It's weird. It's just weird. Telling people what they can do and
you know
not
what? I think a lot of it is, too, a politician would never stand behind changing that law. Like, I think everyone thinks it's kind of crazy, but I don't think to get a politician to be like, I'm fighting for prostitute rights.
Well, they all use
it's
them.
Like, who's
going to
do
know.
That?
Well, that's one of the issues with that guy in New York, the guy who was the mayor of New York or the governor of New York, and they found out that he was using prostitutes.
Spitzer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot Spitzer. He was the fucking governor. He was busting people for prostitution while he was using prostitutes. I mean, he's a goddamn target. But that guy, like, you know, I mean, he was the top of the heap as far as politicians in New York State. And he was using prostitutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure most of them
out and say,
right?
Look, let's get real with this.
He couldn't. Yeah.
I
no
like
one would stand behind
for
that.
Pussy. Who's with me? Crickets. He just comes out and tries it.
I mean, there's a place that my buddy told me about in Seattle. Let's say Seattle.
He just went.
That is a marijuana store on one side. And on the other side, it's just a whorehouse. And it's you can go in with your Visa card, get your weed,
Seattle.
Get your pussy.
Seattle.
And
God bless America.
Yeah, in and out in 45 minutes.
God bless America. Great. That's how it should be. You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, there's a law that they're passing in some state. I forget, some backwards-ass state where they're going to make certain tattoos and body piercings illegal. Like, they're going to be able to decide.
For what reason? What's
exactly. They're just, it's just some
arbitrary
rules.
A lot of things have a
rules.
Reason. Like, I once had an argument with someone over, like, seatbelt laws, right? Should you be allowed to wear a seatbelt if you want to or not want to, right?
Right.
But then you think if people get injured all the time, you're dealing with higher health insurance costs. You're dealing with way more flooded hospitals with car accidents and deaths.
Less dumb people, more dumb people dead.
Other people will suffer from you being dumb. Whereas a tattoo, no one else will suffer from that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fucking logic behind it is. I think it's just they want to change the appearance of the young folk. They see these kids with these giant right. ear holes.
That's what it is.
You know, it freaks them out, these kids these days. You just can't live and let live. And a lot of older people especially, they don't want to live and let live. They want everybody to be just like them. And when these fucking goddamn kids and their spiky earrings and their crazy hair, you know, you just get upset and you want to stop face tattoos. Like, who? You know, come on. You can't. It's not a good thing to do, but you can't. You can't stop it, you know? It's not good to tattoo stars all over your fucking forehead. But if you want to do it, that's your thing. Go ahead, do it. Well, you can't stop people from doing what they want to do because it's not your right. They might like it. They might see the world totally legitimately differently than you do. And they might want to look like that lizard man dude who split his tongue and tattooed his face green, had implants. He got dermal implants in his eyebrows.
That dude. I hear he's getting his own reality show.
I met him. He was in front row in the audience in Austin, Texas at one of my shows. And I was like, how much attention do you want, man? You sit in front row and you look like a fucking lizard person.
Didn't he do something? Didn't he get arrested for something? Oh, that's a different guy. I think he got his eye. There's a guy who got his eyeballs tattooed black.
Oof. Oh, God.
Who recently got arrested for assault.
Oh, God. Yeah, good luck convincing the jury that you're cool.
The ear thing pisses me off when girls have their ears stretched out.
Pisses you off?
Yeah, I met this girl in Vegas that was beautiful, but then her ears were that big open, like where she had that big plug in the middle of it. And you know that girl in 20 years is not going to have that in her ears.
You could fix it.
Can you fix it?
Yeah, you just tie it in a knot. They cut a section off it off, and they pull it together, and they sew it, and you'll have scars in the bottom of your ear.
Apparently. It's like labiaplasty on your ears. Right?
Exactly. Oh, exactly what it's like. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they can fix it. I mean, it doesn't look good, but it won't look unbelievably freakish.
Yeah, you could correct most things, right?
I think you can correct. But there's a dude that I know who's got his shit is like this big. And he does jiu-jitsu, so he's got to tape his ears up when he does jiu-jitsu.
Oh,
he takes the plug out, and then he puts tape on his ears. Yeah, it's nuts.
Badass dude.
It's just, people are weird with those things, man. But you can't stop them from doing it. They like it. What do you care? You don't like it, don't do it to yourself.
I can't see that passing, a law that prevents
it's passed.
It's passed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's passed. Hold on, let me find out.
Well, you know, in Europe, there's like a lot of laws. There's laws with naming kids. You can't name a kid anything you want.
In Nottingham, England, there's a law that makes you have to practice archery for 2 hours every Sunday. It's like on the books. Like every man has to practice. It's like one of those laws that's been there since like the 1600s.
Everyone's dying of arrows to the head.
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania apparently that this legislation.
Yeah, there's laws in New York of this. Dancing is illegal in certain blocks. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. There's areas where you can't dance.
Dance
from like the 1800s, some sort of crazy law.
Footloose.
You
laws?
Can't be gay. There's a lot of areas you can't. It's illegal to be gay. To have gay sex.
Yeah, that's sodomy. That's illegal. It's blowjobs are illegal in a lot of states.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a. I'm trying to find this fucking legislation. I'm looking under the wrong date because this is all in 2012. It's some new one because I just tweeted it a few days ago. See if you can find that shit, Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but the idea of anybody telling you, you know, you can't wear those pants, you can't do that to your hair, you can't do that to your nose. I saw a picture of a guy who had the tip of his nose removed.
Oh, yeah.
So have you seen that?
Yes.
That's a new thing those extreme body modification guys are doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
Fuck.
I've seen the forehead donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People get those huge forehead
See, but they can
things.
Get that taken off. They can get that
donut You just
donut
can't get
removed.
your nose put back.
But then when they do that, they cut your fucking scalp open and slide that thing down your fucking head. Leave that big horseshoe in the center
That's
of your face.
Awesome. They must get so much puss.
They probably get a lot of dick, really. Dick with holes in it and barbs and stuff. They got a lot of like those dicks with dudes like they put those bolts in their dicks.
Yeah.
They have like piercings all over their cocks.
My friend had he got a shitty lip job where they're supposed to pierce it like underneath.
All your, lip jobs yeah. are shitty lip jobs,
he,
by the way.
Yeah, but anytime he sneezes, it just squirts out like a fire hose out of his mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh no. That's yeah, so there's like ones where they remove pieces of their cheek. You could see in their mouth.
Yes.
You saw that?
Yeah, they stretch it. Wow. They put a hole in there and they spread it more and more and more until it becomes like you could literally look in and see their gums and their teeth. It's horrific.
I think people have mental illnesses and you know, it just manifests in different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Self-mutilation.
Body dysmorphia is real shit, man. It's like those crazy women that never think their fake breasts are big enough.
Oh, yeah.
They get nuts. Like, they can't see it, and they just want them bigger and bigger and bigger. But that's what they want. Who cares? They're probably crazy anyway. You know, if you – I wouldn't, you know, want to hang out with them. But if you want to and you want to go do it, who gives a shit?
It doesn't hurt anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's weird all the choices that people make. You know, people are strange, like stylistic choices. People are very strange, but when
but
people try to
– life great.
Yeah, when people try to legislate against that – create laws that say anything. Like they could easily make a law that say no more massage. You know, if someone decided to make a law that says no more massage, I would be fucking goddamn furious. Especially
massages
like,
are incredible. I've only started getting them recently, and they're like out of this world.
Makes you feel so much better. Just relaxes you, loosens all your muscles up. Everything falls into place better. You feel healthier, less stressed out.
Yeah, I got a really weird one recently where they like beat me up. They basically, like, this woman
Thai
just,
massage.
Like, beat me. Yeah, like a Thai massage. And she was just standing on me.
Yeah, that's Thai massage. It's awesome.
She had her foot in my butt at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Did she stretch you out to, like, pull your legs and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Dude, stop bumping into that. It's ouchy loud.
Did you get the prostate massage also, though? Have you ever had that?
No. I've never gotten any of those, like, happy ending. I've never even been offered that.
That's not a happy ending. That's just, like, an actual part of massage that a lot of
places
offer. Like,
they put their finger in your butt?
They just rub around
the
butt.
Wait a minute, dude.
I've never heard
of that. Nobody massages your prostate in a regular fucking massage parlor.
I've had massages that were not whack-off massage places.
And they rub your butthole.
They would rub, they put their thumb on it, and they just rub around your butthole and like the muscles around your asshole.
Stop.
It's prostate
massage. So
that can't
not
be real.
Prostate massage?
And then
like,
with a finger in it, with a little finger
no,
in there.
No, shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Oh my god!
I swear to God, I go to a lot. I go to like
yeah. Those are not regular massage parlors. They're jerk off places.
But this is a place that didn't jerk me off. This is
and
like
they
a normal.
They rub your butthole
yeah,
area.
Yeah, I think it's either Thai massage or Chinese
just,
massage.
Just jerk
that
the guy
it's
off.
Pretty
at that
normal
point.
Where they
right?
Why tease them?
Yeah, wait. Just finish them off. Yeah.
Well, it's weird that we have spots where you're not supposed to touch.
Yeah.
You know? And for women, it's a breast. But for men, that it doesn't matter at all. You could rub a guy's breasts, you rub a guy's pecs, and it does absolutely nothing. Like, no one cares.
Oh, yeah, she rubbed the hell out of him.
Yeah, like, you can, woman can have your arm and just push down on
yeah.
your breasts and manipulate them, and, you know, nobody freaks out.
But even that, much like a stripper, like, I wanted to feel like she liked me. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to feel like I was different than the other massages.
Of course.
You know, like, I was better at taking a massage.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And she did. And I'm dating her
now. And she's my wife.
She's my wife.
She's my dream girl. She's the one, my one of a kind. She stopped rubbing all those other dudes.
Yeah.
Eventually. It just should be, look, people should be able to do anything they want. If they want to suck dicks for money, they can do it as long as there's a camera in the room. See how hypocritical that is? If you wanted to film it and make a living by putting that on the internet and have a cam, and the guy could still come in and pay you. He could still come in and pay you $500. You blow him on camera, and then, you, look, we just made porn. Oh, okay. You made porn. Did you get all your tests?
Yeah.
Yep, that's
I
legal.
I mean, it really is. It's just antiquated from the time where there would be prostitute areas where they would walk around, and it would be bad for
business.
The business or the neighborhood.
Seediness.
You'd have to see. It would be seedy.
Yeah.
But you can't change it now. There's no politician that's going to change that.
But they will still arrest people. That's where it gets really weird. It's like you're arresting
because it's arrest numbers.
Paying for pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh.
It's, I mean, the same thing as gambling. I grew up, my dad was a bookie. Like,
oh, was he?
Yeah, he was arrested several times for it.
No shit. What, like, what, sports betting?
Sports betting, yeah. He
wow.
was in, involved with the Gambino crime family.
Dude,
yeah,
what
was
that like? How weird was that?
It was weird. I didn't know about it at all until I was older.
Wow.
And then I found out that he
you
did
didn't
all
know
this
at
shit.
All?
I didn't know at all. No, it was just he did. He was like, he's got a job, you know? He told everyone he was an accountant for
were
many
you,
years.
Is that your phone that's vibrating like that?
It's probably. It's just, you know, it's the old ball and chain.
Would you, when you were a kid, would you wonder, like, hey, where the fuck is Dad?
Yeah.
And he'd get arrested?
No, I would wonder why he would promise these things. Like, he would promise, like, you know, a trip to California, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, I don't have the money. Or he'd be like, I'm in jail, and I didn't know why. Yeah.
I'm in jail, and he didn't know why?
No, I didn't know why.
You didn't know why.
He wouldn't say he was in jail. He'd just be like, I can't see you this week.
Oh.
And it would happen a few times.
But yeah. So he's in jail for like very short
stints. He actually was he was an informant for the FBI for a little bit, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, he took down this whole ring.
Holy shit,
yeah.
Dude.
That he's dead now, so I can talk about it.
But like, fuck.
Yeah.
That had to be so stressful.
It was. It was. And he took me around with him, like, to do this. I remember he had to put cameras in this office, and I was like, because, you know, he had shared custody, so I would have to see him on weekends. Whoa. And he would have to go on weekends and put, like, these little mini cameras with this FBI dude.
Whoa.
And I would meet these guys, these gambling guys, in the back of a pizzeria in Brooklyn, and they would all give me $50 bills.
How long did this go on for?
25 years. Like,
for 25 years, yeah. You were involved with your dad doing this.
Then I found out when I was a teenager and I started working for it, and I became a bookie also.
Whoa.
In high school.
So when your dad turned state's evidence and your dad became an informant, did you know that he had turned state's evidence? How old were you at the time?
I was like 8.
You were 8?
Yeah, I was real young.
So you started working for him after he became an informant.
He did. He became an informant, took down this one ring, and then he started working for a different gambling ring.
Oh, my God.
For a different booking office.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was really nuts.
What did he... Did
and it was so normal for me.
Ask him about it?
Oh, like, yeah. Hey, we talked about it all the time. I was part of the business. At some point, it started with me, like, I would have to dispose of evidence. Like, they were like... My dad was like, how do we get this kid a job? So, they would be like, just take these trash bags and throw them in different dumpsters around town.
Wow.
So I would take these and if I got caught with it would be so weird. You know, these were like gambling slips. These were evidence.
Did you ever get caught with them?
No, I never.
But if you did, it would have been a big deal.
It would have been strange to have a 16-year-old kid going around with the evidence for this gambling ring.
So your dad gets busted. He turns state's evidence, right? He gets these people arrested.
Apparently what happened was he was told by one of the FBI guys, that there's going to be a raid, but we don't have enough evidence yet. So we won't arrest you, or we will arrest you still, but we won't prosecute you if you put up cameras and stuff and you get us more evidence. And he did.
Wow.
And then the weirdest thing is they just let him go back to doing it.
Yeah. Was it sanctioned? That was the question. When he went back, did they know he was doing it and they let him?
No.
No.
I don't think that they just, like, monitor you forever.
They just let you go.
Yeah, it was like, was it. Yeah.
So he just went back to what he always did.
Went back to a different place, yeah.
But how do you justify that? Like, that's had to be so weird for him to, like, get people arrested for doing something he is eventually going to go and do himself.
Yeah, I never asked him that. That's a weird one. He actually, the reason he got into it, to even go more in depth on it, was he embezzled... I think $2 million from Ricoh Cameras in the 80s.
Jesus Christ.
He was the CFO of Ricoh Cameras. He was making, you know, in like the mid-80s, he was making like $600,000-$700,000 a year, which is like now is way more.
Like $1.5 million now, right?
Yeah. He was making a lot of money back then. We would take limos to Atlantic City every weekend.
Whoa.
And then as the story goes, he... was just for 2 years, I think, just embezzling money. He was just like doing shady transactions and taking money off the top.
Wow.
And then he got caught when there was a new CEO, and he blackmailed the CEO because he had information on the company that they didn't want coming out. And he got out, but he could never work in the industry again, so he became a gambler.
Wow.
I mean, a bookie and a gambler.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he embezzled $2 million scot-free.
Scot-free, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy,
they were bringing up charges and everything, too.
Life.
Yeah. They were starting to get charges together, and he was facing like 40, you know, life, almost life in prison.
He must have had the craziest fucking stress-filled life.
Yeah. And then he, you know, he became a gambler, and this was around the time my mom left him, was like 86. He bet $300,000 on the Red Sox to win the World Series in 86.
Oh, my God.
When they were in the World Series. Remember
that was
Buckner?
The Bill Buckner.
Buckner, yeah.
Oh, no.
And he lost $300,000, which was like most of their savings, and my mom left them the next day.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Isn't that crazy?
No wonder why you're a comic.
Oh, my God.
No wonder,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I thought it was so cool, man. When I got involved in it, it was like The Sopranos was on TV. It was like, my dad's a gangster. But he was this, whoa, like, fat Jewish guy. Like, he wasn't involved in any of that. Like, he knew guys that were, like, strongmen for the guy, like, you know, really connected.
What did he die from?
Colon cancer.
Oh, it's probably a lot of it due to stress, right?
No, he treated his body like crap. He basically didn't exist for the last 10 years of his life. He didn't pay taxes. He wasn't on the map. He didn't have ID. He was just like total. He didn't have a bank account. He had $50,000 in cash above his bed on a headboard.
Witness protection program style? Is that what was going on?
No, he just didn't want to pay taxes. He didn't want to pay taxes on any of his money. So you can't, like, exist, really.
So did he know that he was sick?
And he didn't
have
health insurance, so he didn't have any of that stuff, and he didn't take care of his body, and then he got sick, and it was already, like, stage 4 or stage 5.
So he didn't know he was sick and just decided, fuck it, I'm not going to pay taxes, I'm just going to ride this out. This was like,
I mean, he didn't pay taxes, I think, for around 15 years. He didn't pay taxes. Yeah, he didn't exist. He didn't have a driver's license. He faked a driver's license. He got a fake ID.
God, what a character.
Isn't that nuts? Dude, you should. But he was a great dad. He was like a really good dad.
You should do a one-man show about your dad.
I know. Well, that's the story on Ari's show, is I talk about my dad, too.
Wow, that's amazing.
He would take me to Atlantic City all the time, and he taught me, like, how to sort of count cards and blackjack. Like, he was, in addition to being a bookie, he was a sicko gambler. Like, that was the, you know, his big vice. Like, he never did drugs, he never drank, but he would gamble, like, all his money.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
My grandmother got arrested when I was a little kid. She used to run numbers for the mob, and they wanted her to turn state's evidence, and she wouldn't do it, so they locked her in jail for 6 months. So whenever we would go visit my grandma, like, she wouldn't be there. My grandfather would be there. Oh, your grandma's visiting Aunt Josie. She would, like, have some things she was doing.
Right.
Oh, she's with Aunt Marie this week.
Yeah, yeah.
She was, like, it was some story, but meanwhile, she was in some cell somewhere because she wouldn't rat on these guys. Yeah. They would do, like, their version of the lottery. It would be, like, running numbers. Like, there would be a number that the neighborhood
would have.
Numbers
is how much people bet total, right?
Yeah.
I did a version of that when I was in high school. There was football cards that you could sell, which was, it's the craziest thing. It's, you basically have to pick out of, I think you list, like, 10 games that weekend, and out of all the football games, and you have to pick 5 winners out of the 10. Which is like, it feels easy, right? But it's like so difficult out of these games to pick 5 winners. And like, you charge like $5 a card. And if like, you know, less than half the people win, you make money. And I was making money doing this for like all of high school. And then in college, I became like a real bookie. Like, I would actually get clients.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I would go to these frat parties and get all these frat kids to bet through me.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Did you have any issues with that? Like, guys not paying, or with, like, the school finding out?
Yeah, you do. You have, like, a few issues, but then it's just they can't bet anymore, and they want to bet.
Oh.
These people want to bet. Like, you never need to strong-arm people because they just can't bet next week if they don't pay. And
now, when
wants
you
to
would
bet.
Do that, I've never understood that. When you do that, do you have to have, like, a stash of cash that you can match up with?
Well, I had a deal worked out with my dad's gambling office where they would pay all of my losses, and I would keep half my winnings.
Oh.
So no matter who lost, they would pay them, and I would just keep half the winning.
Now, when you did that, did you have to have, like, a really sick knowledge of sports? Did you have to be on top of it?
I was crazy into it, yeah.
How much time does that require?
Crazy into it. A lot. And you gotta stay on top of the odds because they're constantly changing, and if a lot of people are betting on one side, you got to move the point spread to favor the other side so people bet the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. You do, like, you could make up fun, like, prop bets. Like, they have weird stuff. Like, will the Broncos score as much as Shaquille O'Neal on Sunday?
Oh, weird, crazy bets.
Like, crazy bets, yeah.
Well, those were bets that people got accused of, like, shaving on, that, like, they got informed, you know, about certain things. Like, I'm not saying you should lose this game, but if you do this, it would behoove us.
Oh, that happens,
you know,
a,
like,
lot. Yeah.
Get to a certain number. Like, you know, dude, you're at 32. Oh,
right.
Shit. Okay, cool. And just throw some bricks.
I learned, you know, apparently I didn't know this, that, like, my dad would fix horse races. That was his big thing, was you would just basically pay a jockey to hold a horse back.
I knew a jockey who got arrested for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so common, apparently.
Yeah, there's a guy who used to run those chariots. You know those chariots? You ever see those?
They
pull those.
Harness.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he literally stood up to try to get the horse to slow down because he was winning. And they caught him standing up, like, you piece of shit. Wow. And
that's what you do. You hold them back for several races. They become a huge underdog, and then you let them loose, and they win. That's like, it's the classic way to do it.
Well, this guy was trying to slow his horse down, and they, you know, they barred him from being a jockey ever again. And then he went and hired William Kunstler.
Kunstler.
He kept talking about it. I got Kunstler on my side. I'm going to sue these cocksuckers. They're not going to make any money. The Greek. He was this guy.
The Greek.
He died of cancer, too.
You know, Jimmy the Greek. There's like a whole documentary about him.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the guy that claimed
popularized
black
gambling.
People's butts were higher.
Did
he? Yeah, that's why he got arrested.
Oh, that's right. He got,
or
the
that's why he got
thing.
Fired, rather. Yeah. He was saying about slave owners breeding, you know, the largest bucks with the... That was his whole thing. But meanwhile, you know, he makes some, like, actual points. Like, they did do that. Like, they did have slaves where they guaranteed took the largest males and tried to make them with the largest females to make stronger slaves. I mean, that has to have happened at some point in time. You know, and it's the athletics that you see, like, from black African-Americans is, like, they're the best athletes on earth. And we're your white guy and your name is Jimmy the Greek. You got to try to figure out why that is, you know.
And you got to be so sure about it.
You got to be so sure. Even though it's not scientific, for him, it's like, you know what they used to do? They used to take the guys with the fucking biggest dicks and the best athletes. They breed them with the biggest women. And they make the biggest slaves, like...
Bada bing, bada boom.
But they would say crazy shit back then on TV, like Howard Cosell got in trouble
They would smoke. They would just, like, smoke on TV.
Look at that little monkey run. Like, that was, like, a statement that he had of... there was a football player who was, like, really fucking fast.
Yeah, well, what becomes taboo changes all the time, right? You ever go back recently and watch, like, Eddie Murphy Raw? Or like,
God, yeah.
You're just like, oh, my God, this is all gay. This is all, like, homophobic.
Uh-huh.
Weirdly angry towards gay people material.
Yeah, and everybody went along with it. Like, there was a way back then, all you have to do is say, this is fucking faggot. And everybody would go,
Oh, in my lifetime, faggot was fine. It was fine to say. Like, I remember when I was a kid, it was just like, it's just a fun word. And now it's like, it's on the par of the N word.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use it anymore. It's too bad. It was a great word while it lasted.
I miss it.
And even when it was not used in a gay sense, you know, you use it as.
Look at this faggot pen.
Yeah. Look at this little faggot monkey over here trying to throw bananas at me. Get back up in your tree. Yeah.
I feel like we're going to get a Jezebel article about this podcast.
Why? We're not saying anything that's wrong.
We're not, right? We're fine.
We're not on the side of Jimmy the Greek or on the side of people that are calling a football player a monkey. Right. We're just saying how weird it
is. But black people can run better. I mean,
they're
the best.
Look, I don't know why it's racist to say they're the best athletes. I don't know why that's racist. It's good. They're better. Like, look at LeBron James. Look at Kobe Bryant. Look at John Jones. Look at Anthony Rumble Johnson. Sugar Ray Leonard.
That's what they're, you know, in their lack of educational infrastructure, that's what they're able to do.
Maybe.
Like, that's who their role models are.
There's also, like, bone density. African Americans have significantly more bone density than white people. In fact, African American women on par a lot of times have a similar bone density to white European men. It's weird. Yeah, there's, like, physical advantages to being African American, especially, like, there's people from certain parts of Africa that are just unbelievably good at running. To the point where all marathon runners and all these, like, Olympic medalists and, like, certain distance running came from this one area.
Well, that's, you know, with white
not
people,
all,
too.
I was
in Norway, and they have huge people there. Like, they're Scandinavians
big, Sure. I was just in Sweden
huge.
This past weekend.
Yeah, they're, like, all, like, these,
a lot
like,
of Viking-looking
gods.
People.
They're, like, these huge-looking dudes.
And again, where's
really
that?
Square jaws.
Genetics. Like, those were Vikings. They literally were Vikings.
They were Vikings.
Yeah, I mean,
but why were Vikings bigger?
They got the spoils. They got all the food.
They got the food.
And the toughest and the strongest stayed alive. They live in these harsh northern climates way before they had anything other than burning wood to stay warm. I mean, they survived like that for hundreds and hundreds of years. And there's just the strong genes of these Vikings. But it's okay to be a Viking because then you are, you know, you were a conqueror. You were like a winner. But if you, like, say that someone has, like, really good genes because they were a slave, it's, like, derogatory. So that's where people take issue with it. you know.
Oh, I can see why people take issue with it.
Like if there was a bunch of people that were from North, if you were like some Jewish Greek type guy and you're on TV, the thing about these guys from Sweden, fucking Norway, is they're bigger because they used to kill everybody. They were on horses. They had big swords. They were big guys.
These faggots from Norway.
Yeah, only the fucking ones that were bigger survived. They would breed the big males with the big females, and they would come with the best athletes. Yeah. Nobody from Norway would get mad at you. They'd go, we're the best.
The thing is, I grew up with guys like that. Like, all my dad's friends were like that. My uncles were like that. And racist. They just would be just so casually racist at the dinner table, you know? I mean, seriously, you know.
Yeah, it was a
even now,
thing.
Like my parent, my mom and my grandma, you know, they'll drop just be like, moms. I just don't understand why Mexicans have to be here. You know, like they'll say things like that. Like just so reasonable. Like just
that's
like,
so
I just don't understand. Why do they have to be here?
Oh, that's so funny. there were people that grew up in a certain pattern. And that certain pattern was like, it is normal to distrust people of other ethnicities and races. It's like, that's the pattern.
It's so normal.
It's soldered into your brain.
Yeah.
And to break that pattern.
It was all the humor. It was all the humor of my family growing up was racial.
Can you imagine if someone tried to put on like Archie Bunker on a TV show today?
Yeah.
How long would that last? How long would it last? Before some
I mean,
people
it wouldn't
would just,
even.
It would implode just by Twitter and Facebook comments.
Yeah. It would be a great podcast, though. The Archie Bunker podcast.
Archie!
You can't be racist like that anymore. It just doesn't exist.
No, I mean, it's the other way. You know, you have to have every type of demographic in a show.
Yeah. You got to cover everything. You got to cover every single base from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a time where people are just more aware of what was fucked up about the past, too. We live in a time where people are more aware of what was really bad about, you know.
Or what's going on now. People are really aware of that. Like, I don't think there could have been, there could be another Holocaust now. You know, people would know about it instantly.
I wonder. I mean, look at North Korea. They could have something similar there. And I wonder how many people would have to die before they would act. Before people,
well, they don't have oil there. They don't have resources there that we need.
Yeah,
right.
But I mean, like, how far can it go? Man. I mean, he is essentially the last of the great dictators, right? How far do you think he'd go with his like human rights atrocities before we, as a you know, united world, said fuck this guy?
I mean, it's clear. All he would have to do is go past a border. Once he's like, I need more land, or I need more people, or I need more resources. Then we're just like, no way, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Korean War, right?
Yeah, was that?
We're just fine. If he's contained there, killing all these people that we don't care about, you know.
Yeah, was that one of the? It's one of the few times in history where there's like there's a North Korea and a South Korea, and they live right next to each other, and they fucking hate each other, and they look exactly the same.
Well, it's India and right Pakistan is like that too.
Similar, but they have different religions, right?
Yeah,
don't they? Doesn't India and Pakistan, don't they share like Indians more Hindu, Pakistan is more Muslim?
Yeah, there is a religious war there, but they are so close.
Yeah.
There was this Vice documentary about, I feel like Vice documentaries are just like fodder for hipsters to have conversations. It's just like,
they
you
are
see
kinda.
This Vice doc, man? No, where they show the border, and there's just these troops just staring at each other.
Right.
Like Pakistan troops and India troops just like looking at each other a few feet away. Just like, don't do it, man.
And they all have bombs, both sides.
Oh, yeah, they have nukes.
Yeah, it's like us being at war with Mexico, you know? Like going down to La Jolla and you're looking across the border at tanks pointing in your direction.
We were, yeah.
Yeah,
this was Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big part of it. Yeah, that's one of the big issues with some people in L.A. is that L.A. was stolen from the Mexicans. You know, there was some radical UCLA professor that I remember he had these videos that he was putting out about this was stolen Latino land. And like he had this crazy speech that he was giving, like stolen. Like what generation are we talking about here, man? Like when was this stolen?
I mean, it was won.
Yeah.
In a war.
By the way, it wasn't yours to begin with. Like, who's what about the Native Americans? Well, you know what? Mexico is Native American plus Spanish. That's what it is. Spaniards came down, landed the Incas. They bred. You know, everybody had sex. They, you know, I mean, that is a lot of what Mexico is. That's a lot of Mexican heritage. Has to do with people from Spain who came over to Mexico. I mean, that's the real reality. And you go back before then, like, what was, you know, are we going to give everything to the Inuits? Are we going to give everything to the people that came over from Asia and the Bering Strait? Like, they're the original ones. The Native Americans are the original Mexicans, the original North Americans. Like, this, it wasn't all Mexico. This is all people. It's all people, you know?
Yeah, and we destroyed them.
The only argument, though,
annihilated these people.
Yeah,
like, we wiped them off the face of the earth.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. The other argument is that we don't let them come over here. Like, you know, there's a clear
Mexicans?
Border. You know, there's a clear border. There's like a lot of issues. Like, it's hard to just get over here. Like, you can't just.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter who owns it. It's everybody's. Not really. You know.
No,
like,
of course not.
You can't really come over here.
Yeah.
And if you do, they keep an eye on you. They don't want you to stay.
Right.
Did you hear we just busted a Russian spy ring recently? Like yes. That's still a thing.
No,
we still have Russian spies.
Well, did you hear about the hot chick that they had that was a Russian
yes.
spy?
Yes.
Wow.
There was a hot chick that was like chatting guys up and getting information.
Wow.
And now she's back. She's like a superstar back in Russia.
Yeah.
We deported her.
Oh, how cool is it that Russia's a villain again?
Yeah.
That's, it's been
many
years.
They always have been. I think it's just.
Yeah.
It's not cool at all. Is this really the only way that you could search things? Yeah, we have to see you search in front of those cameras now?
Hello.
That's the only way to do it?
Is that Amy Adams?
Okay, let's buy a couple more things because this is awkward. Yeah, that's her. That's the Russian.
Look at her.
Oh, man.
And she's in like the Maxim, the version of Maxim in Russia. Look, she.
Man, being hot is more interesting than anything else that you do.
Oh, yeah.
Was she an escort? Or what? How did she.
Well, she was a spy and she worked for Russia.
Yeah, but what do spies
and she
do?
Would like mate with guys, breed with them, get their sperm and their ideas and information. She would. Oh, she sent marriage
proposal. She looks like a Bond, like a Bond spy. She looks really looks like it.
She tweeted a marriage proposal, but that was back in 2013. She might have since gone on to 1,000 different dicks.
Yeah, that's the next article.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows who she's
ex-Russian spy goes to 1,000 dicks.
It's hilarious though that they hired a woman to go over and seduce men and get information from them.
Smart.
It's cute.
How Russians, man, they will never be okay with just being...
Number two.
Number two. Yeah, they can't.
Nobody wants
it's
to be
just
number
so,
two.
All these guys, too, like Putin and all the guys who run the government, were part of, you know, the real USSR.
Yeah.
They were raised in that.
Yeah.
That's normal to them.
Well, Putin is the most gangster of all the people today that's in control of a large government.
Right.
Because he's so transparent. Like, when they arrest people and take away their businesses and throw them in the gulag.
Right.
It's awful.
He's like their Reagan.
Yeah. Their Reagan's way worse than that. We've never had anybody like Putin. The guy got elected out. Like, he left. Like, he did his term, left, put some puppet government in his place, and then went back and started running it again.
They're very alpha culture. I grew up with a lot of Russians. Like, it's really all about strongest, most, you know, best jewelry, best dressed. It's like very alpha. Like these guys are so alpha.
Well, they have to be probably survive that weather. Isn't there probably some like
right? You need a lot of Fila jumpsuits if you're living in Russia.
No, but I mean like the genetics, just the culture and the genes to survive that sort of an environment, unbelievably harsh climate. You know,
scant
resources under the thumb of an oppressive government.
You know, I just read a stat that directly related to Stalin. Like, directly related, 49 million people died.
Wow.
He killed 49 million people during his reign.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never would have thought it was that high.
Yeah, 49 million.
Wow.
Like, for unnatural causes.
That's so
And he put them in camps, like concentration camps and stuff.
Isn't it funny that he doesn't get brought up the same way
like never
Hitler
does
or any of these
Isn't
other
that crazy?
Horrible murders?
Because he's too scary. He has too much power. I think, you know,
Stalin?
Never mind. I think Russia
I don't know why.
I meant Russia in general.
Sorry. No, we're talking about someone killing 49 million people.
He killed 49 million people, yeah.
That's so bizarre that that's not brought up on a
regular basis. I couldn't believe it either. I looked it up. I was like, this can't be real. Yeah, he would, you know, he basically would just send people to these Siberian gulags.
Because what do they think?
And they would just work to death, and he would just kill them.
What's the number of people that Hitler supposedly killed?
Eight million, right?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
That's very strange that he's responsible for so much more.
I mean, it was quicker. Hitler did that very quickly.
Yeah.
Too.
And was going to keep going.
I think so.
It was just he just getting ramped up.
Yeah, Hitler is like a different category than any evil. You know, there's like evil and then there's a huge jump to Hitler. No one even approaches that.
Well, I think the really scary thing about Hitler for a lot of people wasn't just that he was evil, because there have been evil people throughout history, but that he was incredibly charismatic, and we can watch it.
Right.
We can actually see it on a film for like one of the first times. Like, if someone can go back and see video footage of Alexander the Great and go, oh, that's what was going on. Or Napoleon. Yeah. Oh, that's what was going on.
Well, we could see Stalin, and we don't talk about that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. There's something about those speeches that Hitler gave, though, where he was out there in front of all those... his fucking hair was going crazy, and he's screaming, and he's methed up.
Right.
Now that we know like what he was
doing. Oh, he was?
Yeah,
he was
all methed up.
Yeah.
He was all methed up.
I hear he was a great artist.
was he?
A painter, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
George W. Bush is a painter, too.
Oh, he's great.
Have you seen the paintings
he does now?
I would love
to buy one of his paintings.
Ugh.
Yeah, most
it's bad
like,
karma you would
paints,
have having
he,
those fucking
paints
things
stuff,
in your house.
He paints stuff that like a nine-year-old would paint.
Yeah.
Like he paints like
Kitty
a dog.
Cats. Yeah.
He paints like a hand turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hand turkey.
Yeah, he paints like a kitten. And like, you know, the like has a little blue underneath it as the background, and then that's it. His artwork is dog shit.
Who, Hitler?
No,
Jesus,
Bush.
Brian, you got to pay attention. Oh. You can't just sit there on your iPad. And just seriously. You can't just interject in the middle. This is twice you did that in a row where you didn't know what we were saying.
No, I know what you were saying the first time. And the second time, I was looking at Stalin. It says 40 to 60 million is what I was watching when you guys started this second story.
When, what?
I was
going
to
tell what?
You. You said it was how many million did you say?
49 million.
Yeah, they're saying actually historians are saying 40 to 60 million. So that's what I was looking at.
Wow.
And then I thought you guys were talking about Hitler.
No, we were just talking about George Bush's artwork.
Yeah.
His dog
shit
artwork.
Wait, you're saying
artwork.
Hitler killed 60 million?
No.
No,
oh, Stalin. Yeah,
Stalin.
Yeah.
40 to 60.
Right.
That's
give a huge range.
That's a jump of
20
million.
When you're talking about people being murdered, that's a huge range.
Yeah, fuck.
Maybe 20 more million than we
Well,
thought.
That's often the case with serial killers, too. Like, everybody's scared of, like, certain serial killers. And
yeah.
then you hear about some that no one even knows about, and they killed, like, 100 people. It's like, how does everybody not know?
You ever think about how many serial...
Look at this fucking shitty artwork. This is George Bush's shitty artwork.
Yeah.
God, he draws puppies and shit.
And he wears an apron,
fucking like
a
weirdo.
Who does that? You know I'm ready to paint
a
with an apron on.
Stupid apron.
Could you imagine the fucking nightmares that guy must have?
I don't think he knows. I think that guy is so simple that he just is just like, whatever. Some people told me to do things and I did them.
Might be right. Yeah, he might be right.
That guy sleeps just fine.
What about Dick Cheney? How's he sleep?
He sleeps with a baby in his mouth. He sleeps chewing on a baby.
He painted Leno a painting.
He's perfect. That's hilarious.
That's so good.
George Bush made a painting of Jay Leno for Jay
you
Leno.
Mean if he gives you a painting.
Wow.
Yeah. Who would have thought that guy was a war criminal?
Could you imagine all the time he spent making that painting? Just imagine how creepy you would feel about George Bush just sitting there thinking of nothing but you for hours while he's painting you.
Look how proud he looks. He's like,
I made this for you. And Jay Leno's like, it's haunted.
Oh, that's great.
I feel it.
Yeah,
it's got the texture
good.
Of a million dead Iraqis. I found the weapons of mass destruction. It's this fucking painting. It's terrible artwork, man.
Yeah.
It's weird that
really
this guy is like one of the most hated figures in American politics ever, worldwide. Like George
Bush,
W.
Yeah,
like you, people connect him with the Iraq War, with the Afghanistan War, with all the.
Yeah, he's
going to
go
decisions.
Down as one of the worst ever, if not the worst.
Yeah.
We're still too close to it.
Well, the poor decisions that were made following 9/11 and how 9/11 happened, you know, and all the crazy conspiracy people that think that he was in on it or they were in on it. And
yeah, you know, all those conspiracies when they're like, it's an inside job, it's never like Bush. You know, it's
right.
like some
Never.
Rogue
exactly.
CIA guy. It, you know,
exactly.
I feel like people think that, like, Bush is there just like, okay, we got to knock down these towers.
Well, do you remember Vincent the Chin Gigante?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you,
he
you're
was like
well
a,
immersed
yeah.
in the crime world
of course.
Because of your dad.
Yeah, Vinny
he
the
used
Chin.
To walk around like a crazy person with a bathrobe on and
yeah.
act like he was nuts.
Yeah.
And that's how he got away with a lot of what he did. Like, he wouldn't talk to anybody in his house, yeah. and he would go walk, and he would walk and talk to people, and he would act like he was nuts all the time.
Well, I think it also came out later that he was nuts. Like, he had schizophrenia, nuts. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you act like you're nuts long enough, eventually, maybe the, like, nature, it's like, you don't hold your eyes like that, it'll stay that way. Yeah. You know, maybe it's one
of
those
things.
That is
a good, you like hide in plain sight kind of thing.
Well, maybe Bush is like a really smart guy, and everybody shut the door. Is everybody gone? Listen, man.
Yeah.
I knew what the fuck was going on. How do you think? Nobody's angry at me. Notice that? Everybody hates Dick Cheney. You know?
But I believe that the powers, like the real powers, like, you know, not like Illuminati type stuff, but like, you know, the guys like the Roves and the Karl Roves and the people who actually get presidents elected, they don't want to choose people that have a lot of independent opinions.
Oh, yeah.
They want to choose people that are just going to be like, okay, sure.
Well, that's John F. Kennedy.
Or who want power so bad that they'll just be willing to do anything for it. You know?
Yeah. And John F. Kennedy, that was like the big knock on him, was that he wouldn't play ball. Is that, you know, he had this idea in his head of how he was going to do things, and they shot it out of him.
And people, too, you know, they're always like, why don't they just do what they said they were going to do during the election? And I found out once that, you know, there's a full day when you are elected where they take you to the CIA. If you're elected president, they take you there and they tell you all the secrets. Like, they tell you all the secrets that people don't know. Like, for a full day. They're just like, okay, here's all the shit that the American public does not know.
Oh my God.
Then I feel like you're like, oh, well, I can't do any of that stuff I said.
Oh my God.
Like, there's like aliens pointing something at us. You know, who knows what, you know.
Well, there's for sure some shit that we're doing like covertly that a lot of people think, we're
going to
close
stuff.
Guantanamo Bay. Actually, no, you're not. And here's why. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's so much stuff.
Fuck,
and there's so many financial interests. I gotta pee. Is that
go ahead,
cool?
Dude. Go ahead.
Can I do that?
Yeah, we gotta wrap this thing up soon anyway.
Right.
Unfortunately,
so
I gotta get out of here.
All
right, we'll just wrap it up, man. Your episode is gonna be when? Your episode on
This is not happening.
I'm trying to
find 12th.
The 12th, February 12th.
February 12th.
And This Is Not Happening is on
12:30 a.m. on Comedy Central.
And what nights?
What's the 12th?
Thursday nights?
Thursday nights
at 12:30, and it's our pal Ari Shaffir's show, and Barry Rothbart. You can follow him on Twitter. Dude, we got to do another one. Let's do a long one next time. I have more time, and you have more time. Fucking awesome.
Love
talking to you. You're a funny dude. Very interesting
story,
too.
Yeah.
Your life story is amazing, man.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
So follow him on Twitter. Barry Rothbart, and watch his show on February 12th. 12th.
Yes.
On Comedy Central, 12:30 on Thursday night. This Is Not Happening. All right, friends. We'll see you next week. Much love.